InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, they had their big Soros, UN, Democrat Party, NGO-funded No Kings demonstration across the country, and the left was very violent and rioted in Chicago and other cities in Portland and attacked police and ICE officers and called for their murders and had kids out, you know, stabbing pinatas of Trump. And you had the mayor saying, yeah, it's time for a Civil War rematch, and others up on the podium with him in Chicago saying it's time to start shooting ICE agents. But despite all of that rhetoric, they couldn't get anybody right-wing to fight back or attack them. And so they are ultra pissed off right now. But because the public is so aware of false flags, they're in a lot of trouble. They may still stage some, but we passed a big hurdle so far. But that's physical, mow down some illegal aliens, blow up a black college danger. That's sunsetting some, not completely. It's not red hot, you know, or white hot right now. It's still there, but I look at all the calculus. They may still do it, but they know nobody buys their garbage anymore. The big thing I've been saying will be a cyber attack, internet outage, power outages, and a push to crash the economy, which is white hot right now. That's the next big move. Remember, first they tried to crash the economy ahead of the summer. When that failed, then they brought in the violence. That failed. So now they're going to alternate back to an attempt to crash the economy, and with that comes the biggest internet outage in U.S. history we're experiencing right now with Amazon. People say, why does Amazon make it go down? They just ship packages. That's only part of their business. Bezos is just in everything. In fact, he's got more servers running government systems than even Microsoft now. Microsoft was number one, and a lot of their old systems are still there, so they're still number one overall. But in new contracts, new purchases the last 5-6 years, Amazon is now taking over. And so they still don't know if it was a hack attack or whatever, or a cyber attack, but they're saying they're looking at it. And the big issue is it's in the Snowden documents that released how the CIA has Vault 7 plans to launch false flag cyber attacks and blame it on namely Russia. Now, Russia could launch an attack. China is the group openly admitting that they're engaged in mass cyber attacks on the U.S., and the Chinese capabilities are just exponentially more than the Russians, and that's in the Pentagon's own assessment. So while we're busy always obsessing over Russia, there's China. And Trump is in the White House cabinet meeting right now. We've got some of those big questions coming up. We're grabbing some of the most interesting questions as they come in. We've got that for you today. Also, I had said that if they try to make the Charlie Kirk so-called assassin trial secretive, then you know for sure the official story is not true. And I said it'll take some time. I said it doesn't look good in the first few days. There was all sorts of theories that turned out to not be true. There was lots of jumping to conclusions before there was evidence. But now, what, 5-6 weeks after this? What was it, September 10th? How many weeks is that? This is bad. This is real bad. Even mainstream media is calling this one of the most secretive trials in history. The judge is making everything secret. With gag orders, including the police reports, and 3,000 witnesses, associates, or anyone that knew Charlie Kirk. They're saying effectively any talk show host that knew him or talked to him is under a gag order. Well, let me give you a news flash, Judge. You can piss up a rope. You've seen these judges tell me to do stuff that's unconstitutional. I tell them their face are tyrants. I'm not going to shut up. So you can take your gag order and stick it up your ass. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Delivering real massive revolutionary change, and 95% of it is spectacular for humanity and for America. And the kleptocratic, anti-human, New World Order Satanists are in absolute pull out their hair, crap their pants mode, and everything they do turns to absolute garbage. They have the opposite of the Midas touch. They have the touch of total collapse and failure, but their main mission is to claw us into their political historical graves with them. And I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes five, six times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence. And you hear him more and more saying the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack, in their own damn words. They are villains. I mean, use the cheesy analogy with the public, because, you know, even grown men can't seem to grow up. Most of the grown men I love Marvel comics and stuff. I'm not putting you down if you like it, but, you know, I gave that stuff up when I was like 10 years old. Doesn't mean I haven't seen a few of the movies. Some are entertaining, but, you know, real bad guys throughout history usually camouflage themselves as good guys. But in the comic books, you know, the Legion of Doom, you know, openly say they're bad. Well, with the globalists, baby, I mean, they are the villains, and they say they're the villains in their own white papers and their own communications. Now, down at the grassroots, oh, we're loving, we're good, we're sweet. This is, you know, we got to cut off half the world food supply or people will starve. That's a John Kerry quote. You're like, what? I need to explain how that's oxymoronic. But they are true villains who are rolling it out in the open. So we have internet meltdown, one of the largest outages in U.S. history. It's the major sites, the banks, the airlines, financial systems. Some are arguing the largest internet outage in United States history. And you've got that going on while you have this government shutdown that the Democrats are saying they intend to just continue pushing forever. And they're the ones in control doing it. Out of one side of their mouth, you'll celebrate, ha, 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 we're pissing everybody off, ha, 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 we'll crash the economy, that'll get people to turn against Trump. And out of the other side of their mouth, it's Trump, it's terrible, it's the Republicans, which anyone who had basic rudimentary understanding of our constitutional republic and how Congress works would know it is 100% not true. But around half the public is completely illiterate when it comes to how our three branches of government work, how the federal government works, what the federalist system is. It is incredible. And you got the Democrats on the podiums, Schumer, Hakeem. This is great for us. More pain, the better. And they're the ones blocking it. Despite the Republicans voted dozens of times with Biden on the same, quote, clean CRs. But as soon as they're out of power, baby, they are trying their best to sabotage the economy. Now they're talking about more ratings on the currency in the country, on our credit rating being lowered by Moody's and others. And remember what they tried the first 6 months Trump was in, to crash the economy openly. The big banks, the brokerage firms, that failed. So then they went to the violence this summer. That has basically failed. Not saying it's 100% yet, but it's decreasing quickly. They still may pull some false flags, but we've really crossed the prime zone for it. And like I said, they're right back on shutdowns, cyber attacks, kill the dollar, run for the hills, depression. It's all over. They've sucked $5 trillion, the globalists have, out of U.S. stock market and stuck it in the EU. But that hasn't worked. But Trump is just barely holding them back. I mean, we're barely holding them back. And if they deep six this economy that's already in trouble, Trump's trying to restart it, and he's kind of got the engine turning over and it's fired up, but it's sputtering, and Trump's trying to put 93 octane in, and the Democrats are literally pissing in the gas tank right in front of us. And Trump's trying to grab their pecker out of the opening, saying, get that out of there. And Schumer's just hunching the engine. I mean, I hate bad analogies, gross analogies, but I mean, this is literally Schumer's just, and our team members are, you know, got both their dicks in the gas tank hole and they're just pissing in there. And Trump's like literally trying to pull them off. Sorry. It's true. I apologize. But I mean, and Trump's just trying to pour as much gasoline into the dilute the piss as he can. So. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry if that analogy just came to my mind. It's just what it is. I was going to say they're trying to pour sugar in a gas tank, but most people don't know that's a great way to seize up an engine. It's just, I think people know engines don't run on piss. And it's another analogy of the Democrats pissing on America, pissing on our future, pissing on civilization, and endangering their dumb asses just as much as us because they are premeditated kamikazes. And a kamikaze, when he comes in with his airplane, before they had, you know, fly-by-wire, before they had AI, before they had drones, the Japanese had people, and they'd fly those Zeros right into those aircraft carriers. Yep, actual photo of them hunching the engine. So the Democrats are literally gang-raping our recovery, our sovereignty, every bit of it. And I've got the insane No Kings garbage and just Democrats openly calling for violence and civil war and just pissed that nobody's taking the bait. But first, here's Trump, which now 95% of the time now he says it's premeditated. They're evil. They're devils. They hate you. They're kamikazes. They're doing it on purpose. Yes. Now, Elon's talking about how it's all on purpose because it is. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. And when you can show the public, the globalists talking about this, and Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer and them saying, ha ha, we're causing all this pain. In fact, I played a bunch of those last week. I saw more today. Have Do or somebody make a, not too long, there's too many examples, but a compilation the last 2-3 weeks of them, ha ha ha, we're behind it. We're going to crash the economy. This is going to hurt Trump. We're going to keep the shutdown going to get riots. We want an uprising. We want a forceful uprising. These are all quotes. We need to be ready to fight and die. We need to get guns and shoot ice. And just, they're doing it on purpose. And I know this audience knows that. They go, Alex, please stop saying that. You know that. A lot of you knew that before you ever tuned in here. You're smart. The general public still doesn't quite get it. You think Obama's library really cost $800 million. They can't finish it for 6 years. It was only supposed to cost $300 million, and it looks like a giant pile of crap. They're stealing all the money, folks. You think they really spent $100 billion on a railroad in California and not one mile of train has been able to drive? You really think the private Federal Reserve building needed $3.2 billion in U.S. taxpayer money to renovate it? It's a small building, comparatively. No, it's all a scam. You think they spent $92 billion under Biden to wire the internet in rural and underserved areas and didn't hook up one person with $92 billion? You think they spent $40-something billion and only built 8 EV chargers when an EV charger costs about maximum $1 million? No, it's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence, the opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence, because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, ha, ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip? Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. Sorry, I'm ranting. Sorry, I want to get into Johnson and a speech he gave earlier today. It was very accurate, just so people that are tuning in that are leftists can actually hear the reality. But they actually know the reality. Even the minions know. They have that gremlin spirit. But first, here's Trump on this being a kamikaze operation. Everything they do, here it is.
The Democrats are kamikazes right now. They're kamikaze pilots right now. They have nothing going. They have no future. They have incompetent candidates. I mean, I looked at Crockett, Jasmine Crockett. She's a very low IQ person. She's polling okay in the Democrat Party. I can't even believe it. AOC is, I watched her the other day. It's like, you got to be kidding. This is not going to make our country great. And for us to have a communist mayor, it looks like we're going to in New York. He's not a socialist. He's a communist. And it'll be very interesting.
By the way, we have a new clip of Kamala where she says she's the smartest person ever to run for president. You talk about unself-aware. I mean, you talk about a drugged out benzo creature. I mean, and in this clip, she is bombed out of her gourd. The most disingenuous animatronic robot at Chuck E. Cheese has more authenticity than her. She even moves like a bad animatronic wax museum mannequin. Whew. Thank God we're not like her, huh? They not like us. They not like us. Gavin Newsom's not like us. She's not like us. These are Hillary Clinton. They not like us. They not like us. Here is some of Johnson. He nails it. It's all accurate today because they're trying to pass it again. The Democrats are saying they're going to shoot down. And they're saying they may just go forever. And then that will start crashing the economy. And very soon, it's already having a bad effect. And then Trump's going to have to declare a national emergency, which he has the powers to do. He's already found money that the Democrats had hidden in big slush funds, hundreds of billions to pay the troops and federal agents and stuff. But it's going to run out. And then confidence in the country and the currency and the debt's going to be lost, which is exactly what the left does. So if the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. And I know you love destruction so much, you'll be happy about it. I mean, I understand it. Misery loves company. You project your own internal hatred of yourself onto us. Man, I love myself. I love my family. I love America. I love everybody, black, white, old, young. I love people that are just good, decent, hardworking folks. I love sunsets. I love cheese enchiladas and ribeye steaks, man. And I got to tell you, it was hard to build all this. And you got all these lazy, dumbass scum, don't even know how to find their ass with both hands, that because they don't feel like they're in charge of it or they feel threatened by it and feel incompetent, they just go, well, we have the skill to tear it down. And they got big mega billionaires that want to be part of that carnage to consolidate more control. Smart billionaires would want to have populism and freedom and wealth and exploration, and then a rising tide helps the poor people, the middle class, the wealthy, the, you know, super wealthy, the ultra rich, the elites. That's what a real aristocrat does, is they're confident in themselves and their leadership, so they're not threatened by having a bunch of competition and wealth, because that's for everybody. That's the West. That's the Renaissance. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. India, all of it. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it, and they believe they'll bring in their world government through that, but a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way. Here's Speaker Johnson.
I'm going to raise it since Lisa's not here. good morning to everybody. Thank you for being here this morning. For those of you that are keeping track, this will be day 20. 20 days since the Democrats recklessly shut down the United States government. And the Democrats are making some very costly history here. Don't lose that in all that's happening. This is now the third longest shutdown in history. And when you look at it carefully, it is now already the longest full shutdown of all time. You had an example in 2018 and you had one back in 1995. That were longer, but they were partial shutdowns because they only affected a part of the federal government. This is everything. And it's also important for us to note, this is the first time in history that any party has had the audacity to shut down the government over a totally clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution. This is a political stunt. And it's the first time it's been done, and it is the most costly, most selfish, most dangerous political stunt in the history of the United States Congress, because as we have stood here day after day after day explaining all the Americans who are being harmed by this nonsense. And the Senate Democrats have zero shame about this. They don't have any shame at all about the pain that they're inflicting upon hardworking families, upon soldiers and law enforcement officers and veterans and the elderly and the disabled and women, infants and children. Services to all those categories and paychecks to those folks are being stalled because Democrats are playing games. Today, Leader Thune in the Senate will once again bring the clean, nonpartisan CR to the floor for a vote. They will have another chance. Democrats will have their 12th opportunity to pass the bill. It is the same bill that they themselves supported just 7 months ago, and Chuck Schumer gave impassioned speeches on the floor about how it was the only option. And don't forget, they did it 13 times under the Biden administration. Very similar measures, but not now. Something's changed. Over the weekend, we saw what it was all about. The Democrats made crystal clear that this is about politics. The politics were on full display. The politics, the spectacle, is what the mobs, the crowds, the rallies this week were all about. It was quite ironic, though. The irony was very glaring. They called it the No Kings rally. But the great irony, of course, that we pointed out over and over was if President Trump was a king, the government would be open. If President Trump was a king, he would have closed the national parks and the national mall. So they couldn't have had the rally out here. by the way, that's what President Obama did during the shutdown in 2013, closed all the parks and the National Mall. Here in Washington, you had Senators Bernie Sanders and Chris Murphy and Cory Booker and others marching in the streets. Now, these are the same senators who voted over and over to shut down the legislative branch and hand the reins to President Trump. They're decrying the situation that they themselves created. This has always been about the spectacle. Chuck Schumer himself joined the spectacle in New York City. And it's interesting to note his activities there. He was standing side by side some of the most radical groups that maybe ever assembled on U.S. soil. They openly advertised as co-sponsors of the event in New York City. The Communist Party USA, the Democrat Socialist of America, the Freedom Socialist Party, the Young Communist League of New York, many others. Do we need any further evidence? They're not hiding this. They're out in the open. They're not shy about it. Because this is the core constituency of the modern Democratic Party. These are objective facts. Look at what's happening. Open your eyes. It is exactly why Chuck Schumer is pandering in this whole charade. We've explained from the very beginning, this shutdown is about one thing and one thing alone. Chuck Schumer's political survival. Now, I noted on Friday, the lead organizer of the rallies this weekend issued an open threat to Democrats. Quote, the cavalry is coming in on October 18th, and they're either going to be celebrating with you or they're going to be calling for new leadership. Now, that's a direct threat to Chuck Schumer, and he heard the message. And so did Hakeem Jeffries in the House. And that's why neither of them were here doing their jobs. Instead, they were out in New York and California. They were catering to the same radical base that is just days away from electing an open Marxist as mayor of New York City. And now that Chuck Schumer has had his spectacle, he's had his big protest against America, this is our plea. We're asking, and I think everybody in this room and everybody watching, listening to our voices this morning should be hoping that he is finally now ready to go to work and end this shutdown and stop inflicting pain on the American people. Republicans have been working. We are ready. We've been doing this. It's been over a month now. We passed a responsible short-term solution to keep the government open while we just simply finish our work to fund the government openly and transparently, and Republicans are completely united on that front. On the other side, Democrats can't even agree amongst themselves. You got different subgroups among them. You've got a few reasonable Democrats who know shutdowns hurt the people, and they've already voted for our bill. They want to keep the government open. Then you've got others desperate to prop up the failures of Obamacare with no reforms whatsoever to make the program more affordable. That's what we're fighting for. And you've got AOC calling for her own negotiations on live TV. And you've got Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries still unable to articulate what it is they need to reopen the government. It illustrates the point once again. This was never about a solution. It was about creating an issue. Now that Democrats have had their protest and publicity stunts, I just pray that they come to their senses and end this shutdown and reopen the government this week. Republicans are waiting. The American people are waiting. And we are ready to act. As evidence of just how united Republicans are in this fight, I've asked two of our prominent leaders in the House Republican Conference. I've got House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Harris. Dr. Harris is also an appropriator. And House Freedom Caucus Policy Chair Chip Roy of Texas. I'll turn it over to Dr. Harris.
I want to come back briefly with some of what they say. It's very powerful and accurate. And then I'm going to shift into the giant cyber attack, one of the biggest internet outages in U.S. history. Massive war news. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we are reaching total information overload. I've got so much to cover, so I want to finish up with the government shutdown news and get into huge Ukraine announcements Trump just made minutes ago and a bunch of other fireworks. I mean, this is just wild. And then we've got the other global economic news, the military news. I've got so much incredible footage of No Kings and Democrat leaders calling for new civil wars, saying it's time to shoot ICE. These people have got to be arrested at this point. I mean, they are so pissed they can't get the violence going. And that some, you know, lunatic right-winger hasn't responded to it all. So, and then we got the Charlie Kirk trial. I've talked to crime reporters. I've covered crime myself. I know even Tucker Carlson's been very upset, says it looks like a cover-up. He's big part of TPUSA and big part of the administration. And when I was there last Monday with him, he said it on air, too. He said it all bled together. We sat there for hours talking at his broadcast table and then taped for two-plus hours. So, but he was just like, yeah, he agreed with me that if they make the trial secret and the police reports and the witnesses that have a big gag order, then we know the fix is in. The most unprecedented gag order ever is what legal analysts are calling it. 3,000-plus people gagged. They're saying anyone else that ever talked to Charlie or knew him gagged. Police reports, everything gagged. Evidence gagged. They're going to try to hide and have much of the trial not open to the public. I mean, this is just cuckoo town. So I don't know exactly what happened with Kirk, but it happened on September 10th. So here we are, 5 weeks later, almost 6 weeks later, and the fix is in. So I'm going to be doing a lot more research and having expert guests on to ferret out what's happening here, but this is bad. So that's coming up, too. We got more of the really evil globalist sabotage Democrat behavior inside the DOJ with Todd Blanche, the deputy AG. It's all coming up today. But right now, let's go to Chip Roy from the press conference an hour and a half ago on the government shutdown, because everything they're saying, you can look it up, is 100% true. It's important to get it on record as we are in the 20th day. This is the longest total shutdown ever, the third longest total, and the Democrats, I've got their quotes here, they're saying they may go months. Well, that is 100% designed to crash the economy and its economic terrorism. If we didn't have such a giant, bloated federal government, it wouldn't be that dangerous, but it's a big deal. I know you know that, but this is the check engine light is flashing and smoke's coming out of the engine, and Trump's got some emergency powers he can bring in when you have a constitutional crisis like this. I mean, this is economic warfare. Here's Congressman Chip Roy from Texas.
Thanks, Andy. And I want to thank the speaker and the leadership team and the president for their leadership during this these last several weeks. I'd say it's good to see you, but I mean, honestly, I'd rather be in Texas. But I'm happy to be here today with these guys. No one disputes one obvious fact. It is Democrats who have chosen not to fund government. Can we at least establish that truth, right? It is, in fact, the truth. And the question is why? And you saw it on Saturday. It was basically for a political rally. Rally for cover for Chuck Schumer, who's in his own political battle in New York. That's the truth. And the irony of this is, this No Kings rally, what are we actually talking about? I mean, it wasn't President Trump, but Democrats who tried to make us take a shot or lose our job. It wasn't President Trump, but Democrats who were burning our cities to the ground in 2020 and attacking police officers. It wasn't President Trump, but it was Democrats who want to push boys into girls' locker rooms, who want to force surgeries upon children. It wasn't President Trump, but Democrats who pushed fraudulent mail-in ballots in 2020 and left the elections in question. And then when Americans dared to question that stuff, they sought to jail the American people. They weaponized the government against the American people. And now they want to turn around and say they're going to have a No Kings rally? This is the dying breath of a bankrupt party, in my humble opinion. All too happy to shut down the government and then have a Chicago teacher walk around with this symbol against her neck. Somebody tell me how that's appropriate. Where are the Democrats that are crying out about how horrific that was? And by the way, where are the Democrats who are calling out the Attorney General in Virginia for calling on the death of children of a political opponent? Where is Abigail Spanberger, one of our former colleagues running for governor of Virginia? Do they not have the courage to call out fellow Democrats for that absurdity? The truth is, we have a president. We don't have a king. We have a president who loves our country, who rightly said yesterday that he's working his ass off to make this country great. He is correct. Brokering peace deals in the Middle East, rebuilding our military, rooting out DEI and critical race theory, declaring cartels as terrorist organizations, focusing on Antifa, defunding the World Health Organization, getting us out of UNRWA, making sure that we target the Southern Poverty Law Center, who were, you know, going after people like our friends at the Family Research Council, or ultimately Charlie Kirk, securing the border, passing the Laken and Riley Act. These are the things the American people want us to do, not shutting down the government for political rallies. And the truth is, the Marxists, the radicals, and the Islamists, the Democratic Party promoted this weekend, they cannot handle the truth. The truth is that there is a king, and that king is Jesus. And the president has been willing to say it. His administration has been willing to say it. And Charlie Kirk was willing to say it, and he got killed for it. Democrats are using this ridiculous political exercise to hold hostage the government of the American people, pretending it's about health care. Meanwhile, it is Democrats who have been holding the American people hostage to an unconscionably broken health care system that they themselves created. We're saying no more. We're the party that's standing up for hardworking Americans who can't afford health care, who can't afford insurance. We're not for giving more money to the insurance companies. We're not for a $400 billion blank check to big corporate America and corporate welfare, like my friend from Maryland said. We're not for health care for illegal aliens, but for standing up for American citizens to be able to afford health care, to carry forward the president's good policies like short-term limited duration plans and other ways that people can actually go and afford health care. We're for law and order. We're not for hate-filled lawlessness. We're for common sense, not radical surgeries on our children without parental consent to say a boy can be a girl. We're for a message of hope, hope born in the freedom of those who fought to give it to us through their blood and also through the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Republicans are working to make America great again. Democrats have been trying to run out the clock. And for Hakeem and Chuck, their time is up. Let's turn it over to Steve.
Thank you, Chip. Well, you can see Republicans are united strongly in working to open the government back up. We all voted to prevent a government shutdown, and that bill went through the House
weeks
ago.
Let's stop right there, but leave Steve Scalise on screen. That's how dangerous it is to be a Republican leader that does a good job. Remember when he got shot and was in the hospital for 6 months and almost died? And the psycho leftist came to the baseball game to try to kill a whole bunch of members of the House and Senate? Freedom Caucus. Remember that? And then Wolf Blitzer, I'll never forget it, said they're calling the man that shot him an extremist and a terrorist. He's not. He was angry. Wolf Blitzer, with tears in his eyes, defended the guy that tried to kill Steve Scalise. And notice Scalise, because I've seen the clip, he didn't even get up there and say, by the way, talk about violence, I got shot too. We could just go on and on with the ICE facilities and Border Patrol killed and ICE agents and our reporter killed by La Reconquista's in March. I mean, this is dangerous stuff, folks. And you've got the anemic DOJ, and now they've scaled up from 5,000 to 10,000 enforcers to try to round up some of the 20 million illegals that came in under Biden, and they're calling it Hitler with all the crime of the illegal aliens and the lawlessness and just all of it. So let's get into this now, and then I'll get into the huge announcements Trump just made a little while ago. And again, I have hours of these. I mean, the problem is I can barely do the show just trying to keep track of it all. They just came in and handed me stacks more of videos. Peaceful No Kings marcher in Seattle tells me he will kill Stephen Miller, and that he's planning to kill him. There's just, I've got stacks of these. And they're handing out bracelets to kids saying, kill Republicans, kill Trump, kill ICE. They got kids stabbing and attacking, you know, saying pinatas of Trump. And you've got riots and, you know, in Chicago and in Portland, all of it. And it just gets crazier and crazier. And then what's wilder is they tricked some people who were brown or black to come out during the George Floyd stuff. So I'd say about a third of the crowds were, you know, not white. The big takeaway from these No Kings protests, the ones I saw in Austin, 95% white. And when I say that, I mean, it's probably 98. We've seen the footage. We've seen countless videos. You can't really find any black people. It's like, oh, wow, there's one. That person looks a little brown. I mean, there is a white supremacist problem, leftist, communist, globalist, government workers, you name it. And they say 3 million, or you know, the Republicans are 7 million, the Democrats say, let's say it's 7 million protested. That's 2% of the population in the U.S. What they're doing is unpopular, what they're doing is disgusting, and a lot of what they're doing is illegal. So here's Trump pointing out, I'm working my ass off, I'm not a king. Then we'll go to the mayor at the rally in Chicago saying, yeah, we want a Civil War rematch. And then you've got one of the other speakers up there saying, yeah, get guns, kill ICE. days after Don Lemon saying this. And then that segues into the kids and, you know, all the rest of the stuff and the riot footage we've got. And then just go ahead and roll it all back to back. And then, you know, this guy saying, I'm going to kill Stephen Miller. I guarantee you, if you, a conservative, said, and I'm not saying do this, and plus I don't want to do it, they're losing politically. We don't want to be violent. We've got the upper hand. We're winning with the truth. But they try to frame it that conservatives are committing the majority of political violence. It's almost unheard of for us to do that here and in Europe or anywhere else. Everybody knows that. But they keep pushing the lie. They keep pushing the lie. That's all they've got. Here it is.
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was paid for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
Mr. President, besides San Francisco...
And by the way, I'm not a king. I'm not a king. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
Well, are you all ready to defend this democracy? Are you ready to fight fascism? Are you prepared to destroy authoritarianism once and for all? Well, let the world hear you. No kings. Now listen, there are those in this country that have decided, after the behest of this president, to declare war on Chicago and American cities across this country. They have clearly decided that they want a rematch of the Civil War. But we are here to stand firm, to stand committed, that we will not bend, we will not bow, we will not cower, we will not submit to the authority of authoritarianism that is coming down.
You gotta grab a gun. We gotta turn around the guns on this fascist system. These ICE agents gotta get shot and wiped out. This state, the state machinery, that's a full display right there, has to get wiped out.
What the hell?
Something. I am here at the No Kings protest. I've been following this protest for about 3 hours now. I am wearing my official New York City press badge, and it says Turning Point USA on it. Now, I have been standing here taking B-roll footage. I'm not even interviewing people today. And this is a message for all of the people who say that journalists like myself and the journalists who were at the Antifa roundtable are agitators. I'm standing here doing nothing, and I have had people come up to me, read my press badge, and then try to make a point of telling me that Charlie was a racist anti-Semite and that I am a problem, essentially. All I'm doing is standing here and taking footage. So anyways, that's what it's like being at a liberal protest. I have footage dropping soon of how aggressive these older men were being. Like, the police even had to step in and be like, hey, back up, because they watched them come up to me and start swarming. Anyway, footage of that dropping.
Meanwhile, the left is claiming Trump is threatening them with violence by reposting a joke meme of him as a king flying a F-18 and, or is that an F-16? And dropping poop on the protesters. It's like when they put a sombrero on Hakeem Jeffries and a mustache. The sombrero drops on his head, a mustache comes up, and they got all over the news. I played the clips a few weeks ago. I know you saw it. And they go, they're putting out deep fakes. They're putting out AI videos trying to fool people. No, we're not. No one believes it's a cartoon with Trump flying a fighter jet dropping poop on people. No one believes that's actually calling for violence. It's called a joke. And it's actually Antifa that runs around throwing bags of needles and poop at people. I've seen it. I saw it hit the wall and only a little bit splashed on Owen in Austin like 5 years ago. And it was the worst smell I've ever smelled. These are really gross, dangerous people. There's a whole bunch of new footage of them doing it all over the country. So I've covered that, and it's important, but they haven't gotten the violence they wanted, so they're turning the heat up again. And even if they stage a false flag now, nobody's going to buy it. That's why they're moving in to try to crash the economy. But the last thing I want to play is important because it's clip 13, and there's footage of this all over the country where they're telling them, oh, take down your Mexican flags, take down your enemy flags. They're handing out American flags. Got a bunch of those clips. Because they're like, America knows you hate America. Don't do that. But also, we've got clips all over the country of where they're handing out little note cards of what to say and why you're here. Because these people got told by their jobs and others, and many of them paid, that signed up. $200 a day is the low end. Some $1,000 a day to do violent things has come out. And they show up, and they're just standing there, and they don't even know why they're there. So the organizers are panicking, saying, hurry up, hand these out before people leave. They don't know why they're here. And they only got 7 million people out, if you believe the Democrat numbers. More like 3. But 7 million, again, is 2% of the country. You see, real protesting is to bring attention to cover-ups like poison shots or, you know, things like that. But just getting out and running around in clown outfits and countless videos of them saying, we don't know why we're here. We're showing one right now with closed captions. I've literally seen hundreds of these. Like, why are you here? I don't know. We're here so we don't lose the right to protest. Nobody's stopping your right to peacefully protest, dumbass. And they're the people that attack our reporters when we just go out. I mean, you can not be a known reporter and just wear a press shirt and go out around a Democrat event. And unless you tell them you work for NPR or something, you're going to get hit upside the head. You're going to get your glasses stolen. You're going to get tripped. I got stacks of them beating up people and tripping them. If you're driving down the road with a Trump sticker, Antifa will shoot your car up. That happens a couple times the last few weeks. And again, it barely even hits the news because the corporate media doesn't want us to know about it. So here's just one of the many examples of hurry up, hand out all these cards. People don't know why they're here. Here it is.
We want DC.
We want DC.
November 5th.
November 5th.
We want DC.
We want DC.
You think we had our Second Amendment rally in Virginia with 200,000 people at it in right in the middle of the fake lockdown in late 2020? Do you think we think those folks had to have note cards while they were there?
And then we also have stickers with the QR code.
By the way, this rise up against Trump, all that stuff's paid for by Soros. Those are the same groups. Listen to these ding-dongs. Listen to this.
And people who are violent, and it really helps to match the absurdity of those statements when we show up and show support in silly inflatable animal costumes.
Absolutely. What does it mean for you to be here today, representing, what you're standing for?
This amazing.
many things, mostly like freedom of the speech, of like being able to gather and tell everybody like why we don't like about this administration, and pretty much that being that's a right. Like we are the youth warrior, we're gonna lose, and we're here to prove like we don't want to lose that right.
Absolutely. Now I spoke to someone else earlier who was
that's enough. Total mindlessness. And I saw these frog outfits in all over the country. I also saw them in person in Austin over the weekend. So when they have Antifa out attacking people and all the rest, it's like, okay, but we do have people in frog outfits, so we're all peaceful. It's like having all the boomers out during the day, and then the Antifa burns everything down and attacks the ICE facilities by night. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Trump coming out and clarifying, no, we're not giving cruise missiles to Ukraine, explaining why. Incredible statements just an hour ago in the White House. Also, big moves in the economy. Why is gold and silver shooting to all-time highs? This is so important. How does the shutdown affect that? And so much more next hour. And the Charlie Kirk judge is having the most secretive trial ever. That doesn't just look good, but look bad. It absolutely, you know, the fix is in. And you add everything else to it. I don't think the guy they have now is the shooter. A lot of folks have thought that from the start. I said, I got to get more information. Doesn't look good. You can't trust secret trials like this and gag orders of 3,000 people. When you see that, you know the fix is in. This is unprecedented. It's coming up. Now, we're going to end this hour. I've got my ultramethylene blue mixed with iodine right here, medical grade we have. So that's why it's almost black. With Topo Chico, changes your life. You've seen the rave reviews. You've heard people say, we have the best ultramethylene blue. We have the best supplements, period, at thealexjonesstore.com. And they've got right now a sale going, Irish Sea Moss, that has the very best organic-based iodine, 93 vitamins and minerals, the total superfood. We have the strongest Irish Sea Moss out there. And the gummies that are so popular are 50% off right now. There's some other great deals on the site, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. But I'm telling you, listeners, if you have not gotten our methylene blue, if you don't know about methylene blue, learn about it and then understand we have the best. You are crazy if you don't get this. And it funds an operation you know is delivering, devastating the globalists and their lies. So take action now. The Cordons of Liberty, thealexjonesstore.com, not owned by me. So even as they get ready to shut down InfoWars, it backs the Alex Jones Network and everything. So it's imperative to support there. Widest selection of Patriot apparel and so much more. And if you become a VIP for $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, you get special deals, special offers, $40 to spend in the store and more. Cancel anytime. Everybody that's going to support should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now. Hour number two, straight ahead, 1776 worldwide.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Took it away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
The economy coming up. It's so important. But right now, Trump, as you know, warned Zelensky to accept Russia's terms or be destroyed ahead of Budapest meeting with Putin. Because Trump now knows 100% NATO and Zelensky will make no concessions, no deals, and they want NATO entry for Ukraine, which Russia invaded to stop to begin with. And Russia's agreed even more of Trump's terms coming towards Zelensky to give up even more land that they've taken. That's always before that been part of Russia until recently. And now this just came out today. Defiant Zelensky refuses negotiations. Peace. Hypocritically claims he wants peace. It's the same story over and over and over again. He just says, I want more weapons. I want more weapons. I want more weapons. So Trump's always said, we'll pull out of this, maybe pull out of NATO, still sell them weapons. Then they went, okay, we'll give us, you know, cruise missiles. And he's like, nah, now I'm not doing that. He uses a negotiating point. I thought that was dangerous to try to let Zelensky save face. Zelensky didn't do that. And so now Trump is going to fully move out of supporting this operation, which may mean pulling out of NATO entirely, which I know he's strongly considering doing. So here's Trump. When the reporter says, why don't you just enable Ukraine to finish this war? You mean with nuclear weapons? That'll finish this all? Trump's like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Then he responds to a statement 3 weeks ago saying, oh, yeah, they could win the war. Yeah, and Easter Bunny, you know, might be real, and pigs might fly, and hell might freeze over someday. Here's the clips.
You support Senator Lindsey Graham's bill to declare Russia a terrorist state, and you have within your power the most powerful man on earth. Why don't you just enable Ukraine to finish this war tomorrow?
Well, if you knew anything about what you were talking about, you'd be able. You do. I don't think you do. Really, I don't think you do because it's a little more complicated than that. But it sounds easy. We're in the process of trying to make a deal. If we make a deal, that's great. If we don't make a deal, it'll be a lot of people are going to be paying a big price.
Just a few weeks ago, at UNGA, you said that Ukraine could possibly win the war and
well, they could.
Territory, but now
they could still win it. I don't think they will, but they could still win it. I never said they would win it. I said they could win. Anything can happen. You know, war is a very strange thing. A lot of bad things happen. A lot of good things happen. If you look at the Middle East, I would say prior to us hitting Iran so hard, we could have never made that deal because you would have had a dark cloud over the Middle East when we took out their nuclear capability, which was one of the great military maneuvers of all time. It was flawless. You saw that.
Yeah.
Those magnificent B-2s, I mean, that was a flawless move that was done by some very talented people headed up by Pete and everybody else and our great generals and general in particular, Raisin Kane. We did a great job. And when that happened, everything was different and we were able to get a deal.
When Trump says anything could happen, you could potentially very low probability, maybe 5% chance in my view, guesstimation, have softline, quote, reformers or Russian establishment people that have sold out to the globalists could potentially kill Putin and some of the other top hardline Russian leadership. You have to take them all out. And they could pull off some daring thing and, say, kill a couple hundred of the top hardline Russians, as they're called, or hawks. And if you can somehow get the security services on your side and have the dominant media at the same time during the coup, Putin could be removed. But if you just remove him, you get even more hardcore people. So that's a super dangerous maneuver, totally insane. I don't think they're going to even try that. That's what he means, anything could happen. Because the hardliners aren't going to even let Putin You know the Russians are 90%+ want total war, right? So, I mean, Putin's the moderate here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You're missing this, but if you're a TV viewer, you're seeing it. We have hours, hundreds of clips in Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, New York, New York, Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, of the nursing home folks being told that they're about to lose their Social Security, which is a lie. Trump's trying to save it. So they all put on Burger King crowns and go out and say no kinks. Then we have footage from all over the country, and I was in downtown Austin doing a podcast Saturday, so I saw it. 95% white people. I'd say the average age was about 70. Nothing against white people. I love white people, and I love boomers. My parents are boomers. Not all boomers are like this. But the footage we have, I mean, you've seen it yourself, is a complete joke. The No Kings event has been a total flop. It's now being called the No Brains demonstration. If you believe the Democrats, 7 million people showed up, more like 3 million is the law enforcement estimates. But regardless, let's say it's 7 million. That's 2% of the population. This does not represent the majority of America. And I already played last hour the calls for violence, and it's a civil war. These people are dangerous, though. I mean, not the 85-year-olds literally on walkers being marched out through fear. Oh, they're going to take your Social Security. You're going to be on the street, Trump. No, if you study the economy, if Trump isn't successful, it'll be worse than being on the street. But that's the type of fear that they use. That's the type of fear that they engage in. Now, I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott on, who's a renowned economist and a theologian, and who has the biggest silver and gold brokerage company in North America, which is a big deal. How did he do that? 25 years plus in business, the best prices, the best quality, the best service, selling at wholesale, so you know the wholesale price every day. You just look it up online, and then you call and you get it, and it gets delivered to you or to a depository of your choice, namely a couple right here in Austin, Texas, and outside Austin. It's where he mainly partners with, but you put it anywhere you want or have it in your house, backyard, safe deposit box, whatever. And I didn't get him on the plug, but once I get him here, I love to plug stuff that really works. I got out of gold and silver 14 years ago at the top, told listeners, get out. I told them it was speculative then, the reasons, but we were right. I called the top, got out, said it's still good to have some as emergency backup, a hedge against inflation, portable. liquid stuff, in case there's an economic crash or cyber attack or whatever, but I said as a main investment, I would not do it. 2 years ago, and now is the time, looking at all the research and information. Who's got the highest ratings? I know Kirk Elliott. You'll get him on. And everything he told you has happened except better than what he said, but the track's been right on. He said it would do, you know, this. It didn't even matter. Gold, all-time high. Silver, right up at all-time high. And if you look at the fundamentals, silver is way underperforming with what it's needed in industrial uses and the rest of it. They're running out of it all the world. This is absolutely massive. Silver at $52-plus dollars right now. Put up gold. What a run with gold. Now, Kirk warned you 2 years ago. He said, within a year, I don't believe it'll be here. It followed the track, he said, right on dates when we go up, but it went up about 10, 15% higher than he said. It's all on record. Then he said, here's what you need to understand, though. Once the general public figures this out, you're going to have the run on it, silver and gold. Already the universities, the governments, the institutions were hoarding silver and gold, starting about really 3 years ago. While they use paper manipulations and naked shorting to try to keep it down for the general public so they can buy it all up. Now what Kirk said 2 years ago is happening. They're openly saying the world reserve currencies of different nations are going to be gold and silverback. Trump's making big announcements in that direction. And I talked to so many people, including family, that bought silver from Kirk. Because I've been in bankruptcy for 3 years, so I have zero silver. I wish I could have done this. And I have family and others that say, hey, you were right. We called. We got it. It's more than doubled. The silver we got, the gold's more than doubled. Is it time to sell? And I said, absolutely not. And they go, but it's so high. And I said, you understand the fundamentals? How do we make these predictions and they come true? You think we just go talk to a hole in the wall like the Delphi Oracle in Greece? Do you think we, you know, cut up chickens and do a voodoo ritual and look at the chicken's guts? No. You think we look at the toilet after we take a dump and, you know, read what it says? You know, I'm sorry to be gross. That's what the cultists do. It's, you know, the Romans would cut up a bull and read its guts. And, you know, a lot of cultists would have, like, bones, and they would, like, throw the bones out, and how they rolled out, the shaman would read them. No, we don't make predictions that come true by looking at the stars or calling an astrologer up, okay? How did I say Comey and Letitia James would be the first to be indicted? It's called sources, and it's also called who's the easiest to indict, who's the most clear-cut. Then I said it'll be Bolton and or Jack Smith first. I wasn't sure on those, but I said Bolton or Jack Smith. It was Bolton. It's called deep research. It's called being immersed. But you don't need to be immersed with all the market fundamentals on silver and gold. And Bitcoin. I'm all for Bitcoin, too. But this is outperforming even Bitcoin because it's about getting out of the old system. And you need something that's digital and portable, and you need something that's physical and portable. The two go together like a horse and carriage or like peanut butter and jelly, okay? Because a lot of people in the gold and silver thing fight with the Bitcoin. The Bitcoin fights with them. I totally agree with Kirk Elliott's philosophy. It's common sense. No, they go together. So let's do the plugging first. I know you didn't come on for this, but... And your phones are blowing off the wall. You get a free consultation. You can also roll over financial instruments. As I told you 2 years ago, unless there's a nuclear war or a total, you know, virus collapse and a billion people die or something, and then I think gold and silver even goes up more. In fact, in a total crash, actually, it'll go up even more. I don't see, unless there's a total nuclear war and everybody's dead, a world where silver and gold do not continue to go up. The only question is, what is the high? And with all the fundamentals I see, and I don't like to overhype stuff. I like to underpromise, overdeliver. But we've had Kirk actually predicting actually what happened. Top analysts are predicting even more insane stuff. So that's my rant there, Dr. Elliott. We'll get into all the news and big economic developments with you, but let's do a pitch right up front, but just briefly. And again, I wish we had the crew. I wish you had the crew. In fact, you've got the crew. You need to go back through your 2 years of interviews and just show a graph. I mean, that's going to impress people. In fact, you're welcome to make ads with it and run it all over the place. I know you run ads all over the place. I mean, it is sexy what we've done here. I mean, this is crazy, and people are really paying attention. And then how do you respond to those who say, well, it's gone up? You told him 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, you said, stop thinking because it's here. You're losing if you get in now. It's not begun. But I think you're going to agree with me. The waiting needs to end. Now is where people are about to miss the boat. If they think they missed it going up now, and all the research and curves, isn't this the point it actually goes parabolic, or am I wrong?
No, we're entering into phase three of a bull market. So any bull market, I don't care, Alex, what it's in, stocks, bonds, oil, gas, gold, silver, whatever. You have three phases. You have the first phase, which is kind of like the risky people that say, this is worth a flyer. Let's see, like tech stocks in 2000, right? That would be, or AI stocks a couple years ago. It's like, it might be a big thing. So anyways, you go through that phase. It's like explosive growth, but a lot of risk. Then it stabilizes. Then you go into the second phase of a bull market, which is the public starts to get involved. So what does that do? It kind of minimizes the higher highs and the lower lows, and it's just more consistent growth because there's massive amounts of people getting involved. Then it stabilizes. Then you go into the third phase, which is the speculative blow off, right? Because of black swan events, because of FOMO, fear of missing out, right? People thinking, wow, look at what it's done. The whole world is changing overnight and they want to get in. And so we're entering, in my opinion, the third phase of a bull market in gold and silver. Now, Robert Gottlieb, who was basically the head commodities trader at JP Morgan for like decades, like the guy's a genius, right? So he basically said, you know what? This paradigm has shifted. Right. And we're not just looking at technicals like that chart that you have on the screen, which is showing those three phases. Right. Now he's talking about something completely different, which actually adds to the demand, reduces your risk, and will ultimately eliminate supply.
Yes. Let me interrupt you. You're going after the standard three phase where, is AI a bubble? Well, it didn't matter. If you invested early, you made the biggest profits ever. But with this, with inflation, and with industrial uses, you add all of that in and all the institutions moving into it to back their currencies, that supercharges it and takes it, like you said, to a whole nother level where there's not even a debate whether this is speculative now. In my view, this is baked in.
It is baked in. Like, you know, if you pin somebody's messages on your phone, like I pin yours, right? So I get all these messages every single day, these text messages. Well, Alex is pinned. Yours is always going to be at the top, right? Just like you could pin a social media post or whatever. So what Gottlieb is saying is that this paradigm has shifted. The bull run is far from over, right? I'm just paraphrasing here. The gold market is not a retail-driven market bubble, Alex. It's not a bubble, but rather it's a global restructuring of the financial world driven by central banks, right? So what he's saying in all of this is the world is actually afraid of America.
You call him a genius. Right? You said this a year and a half ago, predicted Trump would win, predicted this would happen.
Absolutely. And so why is he afraid of America? Why does he think that the world is afraid of America? Because Trump is reestablishing the global financial order with tariffs and everything else and making an even playing field. Well, all these other countries are saying, wait a second. We don't want the dollar to be weaponized against us like with what Biden did. That's not what Trump is doing. Trump is just actually reestablishing an even playing field. So by instituting tariffs on things. So they're afraid of that. They're afraid of, wow, what if there's going to be tariffs on Chinese goods, on rare earth metals and materials and strategic metals that are used for AI and aluminum and steel and everything else.
But instead, China just did the total tariff on rare earth mineral.
Yes. It's so crazy and wild, right? They're afraid of the thing that they're doing themselves, right? It's because they don't want it on them. So here's the wildness about this is that Gottlieb, who was head of JP Morgan's trade desk commodities analyst position for 20 plus years, brilliant guy, saying the world is afraid of America. They're afraid of the tariff. So what are they doing? They're getting out of the dollar, going into gold across the board, Alex. I mean, this is the black swan event that's adding to the technicals, which I want to get into. But really what that means is it's not going to be a bubble. It's going to be a pin. When you hit these all-time highs, 3 months ago, people were calling me and say, Kirk, why would I invest in silver? Why would I invest in gold when it's at an all-time high? Well, have the fundamentals changed that have caused its growth? If not, you're going to be getting continuous all-time highs.
Tell people how much gold has gone up in just the last few months.
So this year, year-to-date, gold is up 67%. Year-to-date, silver is up almost 90%. It's like 88% today. And it's not even the end
of
the year.
Did we not call it?
We called it. And it's not rocket science, Alex. It's low supply, high demand always causes prices to go up. It was very fundamental.
Where do you think the highs really are? Because there's different events in the world that can that change what that is big time. But here's my big concern now. They are dumping the dollar all over the world, but there's so much of it, it's not really working. Then it actually incentivizes jobs moving back here. So you predicted that years ago, that there'd be some balance in that, but it could go too far. But then the obvious move will be Trump to peg the currency to gold before anybody else does. He needs to be first to do it, and the word is that's coming. So what happens when he does that?
Oh, when that happens, the demand for gold is through the ceiling when it's used to actually back a currency. There's simply not going to be enough supply, right? There won't be enough.
Well, let me ask you, what does Trump need to do to make sure this dumping into gold doesn't kill the dollar? I mean, the next move is for us to first move into gold-backed currency, right?
Gold-backed currency, and actually what he's doing with the Genius Act, the stablecoin bill, is creating demand for the U.S. dollar in the blockchain, right? So some people hate it.
So you have to dominate both, because it's all leaving the dollar into blockchain and into gold. Well, you just simply dominate those two areas and you win again.
Yeah, whether all of your viewers like it or not, we hate central bank digital currency. Alex, you and I both hate it. It's complete intrusion on your privacy. It's loss of control of your money. So what Trump is doing with the issuance of a stable coin is not central bank digital currency. It's using the dollar as the backbone for transactions, basically, on the blockchain, like Bitcoin, Solana, XRP,
which
Ethereum.
Which decentralizes and kills all their attempts at central bank currencies.
Yes,
but it makes
exactly
the dollar
right.
The central bank digital currency by the wild, wild westing, just like New York became the dominant port in the world in just 100 years by letting it be a pirate port.
Absolutely. So Trump needs to create this demand for the dollar, right, or else it tanks, because the rest of the world is selling the U.S. dollar.
But does he need Trump, to launch again, Operation Pirate immediately?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you have to save the dollar. So, but here's what's interesting. With the amount of gold that central banks around the world are going into, once gold hits $57.95, I think it is, which is like, what, $1,300 away from where it is today, people say, Kirk, that's an eternity. It's like, no, gold's grown more than that in the last year and a half, right? It's like insane. It's not that far away. Once gold hits that, it is the number one most held reserve asset in the world by value. Right now, it's the U.S. dollar. Number two is gold. Number three is the euro, held by central banks as parts of their reserves. Once gold hits $57.95, it will be the number one held asset in the world. It's like, hello, if central banks are going into gold.
It is already the world reserve currency. Even the Wall Street Journal admits that. And literally, we've got to get crew on this to your other interviews, because you predicted this all first. Here we are. My concern is with the regulators and things, Trump's got to launch this now, because it blows up the other central bank digital currencies. It creates a decentralized one, makes us the wild, wild west, and it's game over. We win.
It's game over. We win. But here's the thing, Alex. So that is actually secondary to me to what's happening right now in silver, which is absolutely no supply. London ran out. You know, the last show we did, which was a couple weeks ago, I think. I can't remember. 2 or 3 weeks ago.
No, I know for personal profit, silver is the most important. I'm just obsessing over the currency.
So this actually goes right along with that, because when you look at what's happening in the markets, London ran out of silver, right? We talked about how the chief commodities analyst at TD Securities said London was going to run out in 4 months. It didn't. It like
and
has run out
now. And I said that day a month ago, I said, I bet that creates a run. It runs out even quicker.
Oh, it did. And so here's where the political dynamics are going to. So London ran out, and you've got all these people with short positions, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, whatever. They have 770 million ounces of silver in short position, where there's only 500 million ounces produced in a given year. What does that mean for the banks? They are going to be squeezed. When you run out of a short position, you exit it, you have to buy the metal for delivery, if that's what the counterparty wants.
And they're going to
have
to pay more. You know what? London ran out. It's going to skyrocket more.
Yeah, London ran out. There's no silver to buy to fulfill the short contracts. So now the lease rates have gone to 100%. The lease rates mean if you're a refinery, and this is very important for the whole political dynamic monetarily. If you're a refinery and you're producing 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, 1,000-ounce bars, whatever, and you're holding them in free float to sell, that means to sell with a lease rate of 100%, silver at $52, that means you're paying $52 an ounce for a whole year. Divide that by 365, it's 15 cents an ounce per day to store it. To store it. So basically, refineries aren't producing right now because they don't. The cost of carrying it's too much. They can't do it. So now there's no supply. All roads lead to London. So this is where it becomes political. Let me stop
you. I should have started the interview with, I was trying to get you on for the last week with them running out. This is a whole other story. Start over. This is so important. And the average person's like, why do I care about silver and gold? Folks, it's a base commodity in the whole economy. This is going to affect everything. This is a bellwether, a canary in the coal mine. This is huge. So you're right. You're right. Because I'm like thinking about investments, and I'm saying, well, that's not important for the economy, but it's more important. Explain what happened in London, how it sold out way faster than they thought. Now a chain reaction. Now an accelerated run. Let's walk through what happened in London.
Yeah, so in London, they ran out of silver. It's like gone. When these big banks have to fulfill their short contracts, they have to buy silver. Where do they buy them from? London. There isn't any there. So these big banks that finance these transactions are saying, well, wait, that crap, that's like a really risky transaction. Like if you were to buy a house, Alex, and your credit stunk, you had a horrible FICO score, you're going to get a higher rate than somebody else, right? So this is why the lease rate went up. They're afraid that London isn't going to get the inventory because they don't know what's going to happen with Trump's Section 232 regulation. Are they going to consider silver as a strategic metal or a rare earth material or not? So the banks aren't willing to lend any money to settle transactions except at 100%. Well, so because that's so much, London, what do they have to do? They have to jack up the spot price to where it's now $2 greater than the futures price. And still, nobody's sending any metal to London to fulfill all these contracts. All roads lead to London. Every single metals transaction, even in America, has to go to London
first. People are sitting on silver knowing it's about to go up?
Yeah. China, India, COMEX all have inventory of silver, but it has to go to London to fulfill transactions. This is the problem. They're not willing to release it because they know they're squeezing London, right? And so tomorrow, the lease rate might be 250. Maybe the next day it's 3. Maybe it's 350. Maybe it's 5. So ultimately, instant arbitrage opportunity, buy silver in China, sell it in London for $5 more per ounce, instant profit. Here's my question politically. Does China care about the profit? Possibly not. They know if London raises the prices on silver high enough, they're going to go bankrupt. And China could usurp the entire Western financial system by putting LBMA out of business. I mean, this is where we as the holders of metal can absolutely profit from this political dynamic where the banking power of the West, China's trying to take it away. And they're doing a really good job at it right now.
They're running out of silver and gold in India.
Yeah, they've run out. I mean, they're trying to get it, and they can't get it because London doesn't have any.
Hold on. Let's come right back. I'm really freaked out, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves. Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Total respect. I respect you. And I respect myself. And I've, you know, read the writings of Thomas Jefferson, read a lot of other philosophy, and I've learned it in my life. It's true. An informed, competent, street smart population is what creates a free, open, great society. Jefferson, who was incredibly educated and a world scholar and spoke, you know, 8 languages and one of the greatest writers ever, rivaling Shakespeare, and in law, everything, said, I'd rather have a farmer in government that knows how to run a successful farm than a lawyer or a historian, because they know how to do stuff. And the reason I raise that point is, it's not just that I want to tell the truth. I have a drive to do it, because it's just instinctive that I want to tell people what I've learned and what I know is true. And I grew up always instinctively, just genetically, spiritually being like that. And a lot of other people aren't like that. They think it's weird you're giving them secrets. They think it's weird you're trying to help them. They're trying to find out, you know, well, what's the angle here? Instead of the most sophisticated thing in the universe is straight shooting. You can't fool an honest man. You can't con an honest man, but said. So let me explain something very simply. I can get 4, 5, 6 times the money of a silver gold sponsor if that let them come on here and sell you numismatic collectible coins with 30, 40, 50, 100% premiums. So Kirk Elliott's here as a sponsor, and we get a pittance compared because he's a credible guy and doesn't rip people off. It's not even a question for me. I'm not going to do that. So I'm not up here pitching silver and gold at you just because I get some money to fund the operation. No, it's the obvious right thing. Anything I sell you, whether it's a water filter, highest rated, best price, a supplement, very best rated, great price. It's real simple. Plus, I always had the philosophy just genetically as I got older. I went, oh, that's also good business. I use the analogy of a restaurant. Why would you open a restaurant and food poison everybody? They never come back. You close. You want great food, great quality, great service, great atmosphere, great price. You're going to be the fixture in the town. I mean, but America and the world's been so wealthy the last 50, 60 years that decadence set in and scammers set in. But now that era is over. Okay. Well, I've been on there 31 years. I was never part of that era. I neurotically want to be accurate. So when I'm up here pitching silver and gold on you, I didn't do it for 14 years because it wasn't the time to be in it. Now it is. And you notice when I said it's time, it's time. And when I tell you all the fundamentals only show it going up, 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 up. There'll be some dips, but overall, like a mountain range up. But that's just talking to Elliot. I'm interrupting a lot because he's really smart. I know you're smart, too. And I'm looking at all this, and I'm getting freaked out during this interview. And so I'm kind of paradoxically now it's a side issue selling you silver and gold. By the way, he didn't come on for that. I wanted to, like, you know, boost some numbers and actually get some money in here. And then he's off worried about what's going on. So here's what I'm trying to say. There's two things here. There's two things here. What does this mean with silver and gold doing this and this crisis of the silver running out and the inflationary garbage and the uncertainty and the central banks getting ready all over the world saying they're going to back it with gold? And then I start worrying about we got to race and get ahead of that. And then the idiots who are funded and don't even know it by offshore groups. Oh, God, don't have Trump's deal. That's a central bank digital currency. No, it's the opposite. It makes us the Wild Wild West. And then we defeat all their central bank digital currencies. It's so, I mean, there's so many sophisticated points to this. Actually, the top of my head's blowing off right now because gold and what's happening alone is so dangerous. I mean, it's great as, you know, as an investment, but then that's overshadowed now by what that, and then silver. Because I'm like, well, economically, in the gold thing more dangerous? He goes, no, I'm going to get to that. And then he talks about the silver. Of course, he's right, hiding in plain view, running out all over the world. It's way more scarce, and it is key as a rare earth mineral. And then China shutting down all export of that. I mean, this is explosive. And as smart as Trump is and his advisors, I don't know how he navigates this. So, Kirk, you got a lot of clips. We'll get to them. And I'm ranting here. But this to me, it's not to me. I know this is the canary in the coal mine. And, yeah. And looking at everything else going on around me. Oh, this is great for people that bought silver and gold, but I'm kind of having my ass pucker here that this is dangerous as hell. So let's play the Gottlieb clip on the top, you know, experts in the world on this. And then I want you to elaborate. And you got a big rundown here. And I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I want you to go through it all, but here he is.
This gold rally is so different because it's really making gold a major reserve in every country. And I think that with deep pockets of 18% of whatever's been produced in the world held by central banks. But the key is that countries are afraid of the U.S., and therefore they're diversifying away from the U.S. using gold as the major proxy and safe haven asset. The World Gold Council did a central bank survey on what the intentions of central banks are in gold. 75% said they will be continuing to buy gold for the next 5 years. Most recently, the ECB announced that The number one holding is the dollar. The number two holding that used to be the euro, when you're talking about euro central banks, the number two holding is gold surpassing the euro.
So let's just be clear. Gold becoming a backer of the central bank digital currency is done. It's already happening. They are trying to destroy the dollar. Trump has a plan to defeat it. To me, I don't see any doubt this is a done deal. The only question is how stratospheric does it go? And as happy as that makes some people, what is the downside and what does that symbolize, Kirk Elliott? And back to the silver, it's just insane.
I mean, so what this symbolizes is something huge. It symbolizes the paradigm shift away from the U.S. dollar as the most stable asset in the world to gold, right? It's now number two. Once gold hits $5,700 an ounce, which is $1,300 away from now, seems like an eternity. We've done more than that in the last year and a half, right? So once that happens, it is the number one central bank held reserve asset in the world, surpassing the U.S. dollar.
And notice how we always were told it'd be the UN, global, CHICOM, central bank, digital, but it didn't work. That all got discredited and failed, so it goes back to gold and silver God gave us. This is incredible. They never in any of their papers ever dreamed this. This is just fabulously insane.
Oh, it's fabulous for all of us that own gold. And all of you who think you've missed the boat on gold or silver, you haven't missed the boat. You missed the boat if you don't do anything, because what comes next with these strong technical fundamentals that we're about to go over real briefly.
He just said all the big central banks and all the big brokerage firms have committed to accelerating for 5 years. They've already committed the capital on what's not out of the ground yet.
I know.
We just heard, I know you know, you know more than I, but I know this stuff and I'm being blown away. We're having more action on gold and silver in the last few days of importance in my whole life on air. I mean, if you think the Hunt brothers could drive silver to all-time high, manipulating it, this is all the governments of the world grabbing it.
Yeah. So imagine this one, Alex. They're all grabbing after it, and London has run out. All roads lead to London. It's the financial capital of the world. It's the storage capital of the world for precious metals. Central banks store their everything. They've run out. They have no silver. So you've got these banks in America who have all these short positions in silver, 770 million ounces, when the world creates 500 million ounces a year through the mines. What are they going to do when those shorts run out? They have to buy physical silver to fulfill those contracts. It's like, oh, nuts.
Perfect story.
London doesn't
perfect
have
story.
Any.
So, personally, we were talking, sitting across each other at a restaurant, like we've done many times, and you nailed it a few years ago. You said silver 50, gold 4,000. By now, let me ask you a question. How high does it, I know you like to promise, under promise and deliver, but just like we're talking by ourselves, personally, what do you think?
By the end of this year, which is 2 months away, 67 to 75 on silver and probably 120 to 140 by late spring on silver. That's on the low end. Literally, that's on the low end. They run out. And it's lights out. Trump puts tariff on silver as a strategic metal. It's lights out and you won't be able to get it, right? I mean, this is where we're headed, Alex. And this is massively important. Why is Trump doing this?
How high does gold go? How high does silver go again?
I think gold probably hits $5,000 by the spring, probably $6,000 an ounce, at the end of next year. But that's small potatoes compared to where silver is going to go. Because when you think about it, gold is a financial metal. It's used when people lose confidence in their governments. They lose confidence in their banking system. And what's happening right underneath our nose now, Zions Bank is being, looked at for fraud. There's another regional banking failure crisis about to happen, like when Silicon Valley Bank went down. So people are already losing confidence in the banks. What happens when it's a big bank? Because some of these big banks have massive derivatives in silver in short positions. They can't fulfill it because there's no silver. So what is London doing? London is called backwardation, meaning they are artificially putting up higher prices on the spot price, saying, hey, we know the futures price is X. We're going to offer you $2 or $3 more per ounce right now. to bring inventory in.
So to dig out of the hole, they're able to manipulate the market to make it go up so they can get out of it, guaranteeing it goes up.
Yeah. See, but here's the pickle. This is why this is so dangerous to the world financial system, is that they raise prices. Hopefully, countries will start to unload their inventory so London can fulfill contracts. So without that, though, there's no liquidity in the market. No banks will settle these short contracts, and you have no liquidity.
And then,
prices go through the roof.
Silver go to 500 an ounce?
Yeah, probably something. I mean, it's going to go through the roof. But what if?
Because, I mean, let's be clear. What is silver really with inflation should be worth today?
You can do something as simple as all of your viewers can go to usdebtclock.org, look at the dollar to silver ratio. Compared to 1980 prices, you take the current money supply times the number of ounces of silver that's available. Silver should be $1,200+ an ounce. It's not. It's 52. So even if
I knew that. So I was being conservative at 500.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely conservative at 500. And I'm being ultra conservative at 120 to 140. It's like, that's the numbers justify something 10 times.
And let's be clear.
That.
People ask why silver was always suppressed in gold, because it exposed inflation. But now all the central bank heads admit we're going to have inflation. The question will be a prosperity inflation Trump has, where more jobs, more products, so it doesn't really hurt anybody, or will it be stagflation that the globalists want? And so either way, there has been a surrender to inflation, folks. So that's where we are, and that only means it's going up, in my view. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. The second part of that word is the most important, the inflation part. That's inflation. Whether it's a growing economy or a stagnant economy, the stagflation, the root part is inflation. That causes things to go up in price. Silver is going to go up. You know, as much as I can't make a guarantee in this world, it's as close to a guarantee as you can make. It's got low supply to no supply. The largest refinery in the world, Heraeus out of Switzerland, it's one of the largest. They just basically, I just read an announcement from them. What are they doing? They basically said, we are not going to commit on delivery dates. And then they backpedaled a little bit. So, okay, it's going to be 1 to 2 months. It's like 1 to 2 months delivery for silver. If you're an investor like you or me and you can lock in a price, it's like, okay, I can wait 1 to 2 months. It's a pain in the butt, stressful. Am I ever going to get it? You know, it causes trepidation in your head. But imagine you're a producer, a manufacturer like Tesla or Lockheed Martin making missiles and torpedoes.
That's going to cause them to panic and start buying at higher prices everywhere. Let's just stop then. Because I'm not an economist like you. I'm just see the world, learn how it works. Actually, it's scary what's about to happen because it's a bellwether for the rest of the economy. I'm actually just speechless, Kurt, because we're now here. I can see that we are being fired out of a cannon straight up right now. I don't see any way other than a nuclear war that gold and silver doesn't explode straight up. And like you said, silver. And then what is it going to be like for everybody else that hasn't gotten into it? I mean, this is wild.
Well, A, they might run out. Producers aren't producing, the refineries aren't producing silver right now by and large because the cost of carrying it's so high because the lease rate's 100%. Why would you produce inventory waiting for a broker like me to sell it if it's costing you 15 cents a day per ounce to store it? I mean, just take my company, for example. Let's say we do 500,000 ounces a day and the depository is saying, okay, Kirk, we're going to have this on hand, 500,000 ounces times 15 cents an ounce. It's costing us $75,000 a day in interest just to provide you your inventory. But they're not operating on a daily basis. It's a few days at a time. So now it's costing a couple $100,000 a day. Now, the refineries, that's just the depository. I am one company that works with a depository out of hundreds. Now, the refinery has multiple depositories, dozens of them, that they're actually producing metals for. Why would the refinery produce 100-ounce and 10-ounce bars if the cost of carrying it is 100% a year?
Sure, let me ask you this. Wouldn't. What is this going to do by the majority of the gold and silver companies? Because gold and silver is great, but like a water hole, you know, in the Sahara, that's where the big cats and jackals and things are eating the gazelles. You got to get the water, but there's a lot of scammers around it. What's going to happen to the scammers now with this going on?
Oh, man, a lot of dealers and a lot of refineries will go out of business. They'll have to file for bankruptcy, Alex, which means there's going to be even less supply. Companies, unlike ours, we don't have an inventory. We sell directly from the depository, drop ship from there. Companies that have inventory that they sell, like these rare coins, semi-rare coins, I've heard of three of them in the last week that have told their clients, it's like, we're not buying anything back because they have more sellers right now trying to sell their stuff back at these high prices than they have sales to clients. So they don't have the liquidity. They're undercapitalized and they're simply not buying it back. So ultimately,
meanwhile, you love to buy stuff back because you're having trouble getting enough.
Well, yeah, but there's not enough. When you have bullion and that's what the manufacturers want, that's what's
easier to sell.
Don't
you love how everything always backfires on evil at the end? So
oh, my word.
You've done it right. You're in the perfect position. These guys are all screwed.
Absolutely. Do you think the Teslas and Samsungs of the world are going to want a rare coin with some patriot's picture on it? No. They're going to melt it down into a bar so they can get it to the manufacturers. They don't care what's on it, whose face is on it, how rare it is, how old it is. They don't give a rip, Alex. They're going to melt it down to make it into a bar because that's what manufacturers need.
The support's money. I mean, we've sold coins. This is not an investment. It's a fundraiser. You know, the markup's for us to stay on air. But everywhere else, get bullion. So do the pitch here. And you got a few other articles ahead. People need to call, get a free consultation. You can also roll over all sorts of financial instruments. They need to do a free email deal. You guys are the place to go. Highest rated, look it up. People are insane. And don't feel like you're not a big fish. You know, you call up and buy 20 ounces of silver. You call them and buy, you know, 10 ounces of gold. You call them and buy 5 ounces of silver, 1,000, whatever. Big or small, these folks want to take care of. They want a long-term relationship. So they're number one in the United States. And they fund the operation. And I just love steering people in the right direction. And I know the big avalanche is coming in now, and that'll be great. So whereas I wasn't taking $1 million a month to rip people off instead of getting 100,000 to fund us, as the avalanche comes, we'll get more fun to build a new network because I wait, I'm patient, I want a long-term relationship. I do things the way God would have me do them. So, Kirk, what do people do? How do they call you? How do they get in on silver and gold right now?
I'm going to go to kepm.com/gold. Just fill out the online form. Say, hey, I heard Kirk and Alex talking. I need help like pronto. We'll get back in touch with you. Or call 720-605-3900 and just say Alex sent you and we'll take good care of you. But look, if you have an IRA, we can roll it into physical metals. Never do paper. If you have an old 401k that goes into an IRA, take advantage of that. If you're currently at a company and you have a 401k and you're older than 59 and a half, this is so big, Alex, that take advantage of it. You can actually roll into a traditional IRA, even if you're still working at the company, put it into physical metals. I'm
and
not
somebody
talking
2 years
paper.
Ago when you came on as a sponsor, would have put silver in or gold as their IRA, they would have made 90% on silver and 1% on gold. Nothing outperforms that.
67% on gold. This is year to date. This is not even over the last 2 years. This is from January to October of this year. Silver is up almost 90%. Gold is up almost 70%.
How good tremendous. Does it feel? I know you're like me. It's addicting to actually not screw people. I it's not like I'm doing a favor. This is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean, we're winning. I don't have a single client of all my almost 30,000 plus clients all over the world that's not at a profit position except for the ones that invested over the last week. Right? Because they haven't had time to recover their 8% cost of ownership in a week. Everybody else, all 30,000 plus of them, they're all at a profit. I've got
people
some
ask, what's
clients.
That 8%? That's paying to house it. That's paying to guard it, paying the taxes. That's all built in stuff.
I mean, I actually had a client. This made me feel so good. I was so blessed. He was up, invested $9 million. It's now worth almost 22. He said, Kirk, I almost feel guilty that I have so much. And he said, can you help me set up a family foundation? I need to start giving some of it away.
Let me tell those
That's
people.
That's just the heart of your listeners, right? This is amazing. Amazing.
Well, let me tell the
if
listeners
people
that.
Want to start.
If I steered you right, listeners, we fought and survived so long, people don't take it serious. The receiver was here 2 weeks ago. The Supreme Court ruled against us. The receiver's coming next Tuesday, and he's going to decide whether to shut it down next week or he thinks maybe a few weeks later. So everybody will take it real serious when we're gone. Alex Jones Network. I've got a non-dischargeable debt. Doesn't matter about me. Just support our news network. Support our sponsors. support a legal defense fund. I haven't even set it up yet, but I want to ask those listeners calling Kirk saying, how do I, whatever, if we steered you right, please keep us on air so we can help other people, stop the next lockdown, stop the next war. We just want to be good. The devil's greatest trick is convincing you there aren't good people. Folks, we steered you right over and over again on everything, on the poison shots, on all of it, on the gold and silver. We're here, and there's so many new people ready for this. So I will ask listeners that are calling Kirk saying, God, what do? I feel so blessed. Well, thank God there's a real broker like Kirk Elliott, and thank God there's a real operation like this, because we need to stay on the air. I don't even know how people can help me yet, but I'm just asking those folks right now. We are going into the main crucible right now, Kirk. It's going to be crazy when they shut this down. People aren't going to believe it.
They're not going to believe it. What I'm thankful for is that your heart of a lion, your fortitude, keep pushing through and fighting and being the lightning rod for all this nonsense, right? Your voice isn't going to be silenced. We're not going to stop supporting you, keeping your voice out there, right? It takes a team. And when you allocate into physical metals, which is the right thing to do for your portfolio, we get to help Alex. I mean, seriously, it's like a win-win-win for everybody.
Well, they definitely, here's the thing, they've almost had us so many times, they're just in a mad craze to get us. And it's going to get a building and a website we got to rebuild and everything, but God has just really laid it on my heart, a comforter, and said, just fight as hard as you can. And I feel actually great about this. I'm not glad that we've gotten to this point, but I actually am. Does that make sense? It's like I fought as hard as I could, left it all on the field. It's up to God now.
I mean, isn't that the best place to be? Outside of our control with God in charge. I mean, he's stronger than any of us. I mean, his word tells us that every knee must bow, every single knee, the knee of sickness, the knee of disease, the knee of all this horrible anti-Christian, anti-freedom mentality. They all have to bow. I would rather have him in charge 100% than me in charge 10%. Right? It's like, that's amazing.
Well, that's what God's always
I love it. What's going to come.
God always brings me right to destruction and then saves me the last minute, just like the widow's mite. That's how God does it. God just, you're a theologian. Explain that briefly, why God does that.
Well, because he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Everything is his anyways. But when we're givers, we get to partner with him and he gets to bless us, right? He wants us to step out in faith outside of our own comfort level, outside of our own strength, rely on his good grief. Every knee must bow. So if we were to take everything under our own control, okay, that's not even as strong as God having point fraction of a percent of control. Give him everything and watch how the world around you starts to change, how the atmosphere starts to change, how things start to change, because you've given it all to him. And you know what? His dreams for us are bigger than our dreams for ourselves. He cares about us. He's stronger than the enemy, always has been, always will be. Why not be in his protective arms?
All right, I know you got to go, but you had a few other big documents that you sent me. There's so many here. I want to talk more about this. But, folks, now's the time to get the silver and gold. The place to do it is Dr. Kirk Elliott, KPM.com/gold.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before. before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott here with us for five more minutes. The huge news coming up, but I wanted you to get... I tried to get you on for 2 weeks. You said, I want to wait and see Trump's announcement. And then he said he'd make it. He didn't make it. This announcement fits into all of this and how he's going to counter what's happening. Because versus people making money on silver and gold, to me, that's almost a side issue at this point of how dangerous this climate is. So quantify that, explain the big announcements. And you've been predicting what he would do so far. It's been happening. What the next thing he needs to do will be.
Yeah. So one of the reasons the lease rates are so high to 100% is because the banks are uncertain about this announcement Trump is wanting to make, which is Section 232 basically is the tariff on China, which he's been talking about 100% on rare earth materials and strategic metals. Well, the question becomes, what's a rare earth material and what's a strategic metal? It's probably lithium, steel, copper, things of that nature. Is silver going to be on that list? We don't know. That's what we're waiting for, right? So if silver is all this price rise we've seen in silver, you haven't seen anything yet. It is going to absolutely go through the roof because as we talked about, London needs silver and nobody is going to send silver to London if they know that a week later and they need it to sell, it's going to have a 25 to 50% tariff on it. It's not going there, right? So therefore, the prices keep going up. London has to keep jacking up prices. If Trump says it's not a strategic metal, well, then you could see silver come down a few dollars, maybe test its old high of like 48.50. But the problem with that is then there's going to be no inventory because everybody and their mom is going to be buying silver on the dip, and there's going to be not much inventory to be had. So point is, allocate into that strength. Either way, it's going to be good for you. But here's where politically, this is the biggest chess move I think Trump is going to make. Like, so far. If, because China controls 90% of the rare earth materials, all the mining of it, 90%. The strategic metals that are used for AI chips and semiconductors and everything, 90% of it. All that Trump is saying is, hey, we're going to slap a tariff on Chinese goods because they control 90% of it. We need to control that for the first time ever. I mean, Jeremy Siegel at Wharton, you know, professor at Wharton, said that this is almost treasonous to past administrations to not have a strategic rare earth materials reserve like we do with oil. Why not? Because now we're beholden to China. So Trump slaps a tariff on them. And China starts to retaliate back and forth and basically says, we're just simply not going to ship this stuff to America. Then we don't have things for missiles and torpedoes and whatever. This is why this is such a calculated and important move. Because Trump owns the cards. He controls the hand on this one. Because we are the largest consumption engine on Earth.
As he said a lot, we're about to lose the cards. So he's got to play them now. So what's the window? How fast does he have to do this?
Well, he gave China until November 1st to comply with the tariffs. That's an eternity in this world. November 1st is the longest he's ever given anybody to comply with tariffs. So, I mean, I would say he's going to do something much quicker than that, probably within the next week, because this announcement was supposed to have been made on Sunday, October 19th, which was yesterday. It wasn't. Why not? Probably because they're negotiating back and forth because this is so important. What are we going to do with China? Tariff their rare earth materials or not? And what is going to be included? Is silver going to be included on there or not? If it is, you're going to have massive disruptions in the market, zero liquidity, prices on electronic goods could go up as whatever the tariff is, right? But if you don't do it, well, then people are going to say, well, man, this is bad for silver because the price is going to come down a couple of bucks. Tell you what, everybody's going to buy it like they're buying water before a hurricane because all the power is going to go out, right? There's going to be no supply.
But I want to finish this. Three more minutes. I got to go. I got other big news, big guests, but I want to break this. What does Trump need to do with the announcement of backing the currency with gold partially and the blockchain? That he's got to make those announcements soon to block the central bank digital currencies.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Yeah, Kirk Elliott is a great economist, has the biggest gold and silver brokerage firm in North America, highest ratings, best service, lowest prices on record. And yeah, he's a sponsor I'm pitching at you, but that's a side issue. Even if you're not in silver and gold, the fact that it's doing this is a big deal. And the moves that Elliott the last few years has predicted that Trump would make, he'd made so far. So there's a narrowing window for Trump to block other central bank digital currencies being backed by gold. And we're not blocking it with a central bank digital currency. Instead, a Wild Wild West of Bitcoin and other things here, stable coins, he's got to make that move quickly and other moves. So explain why that's important and how long you think he's got to do it. And from what he's said previously, what we're about to see.
Not long, maybe 6 months max, because what Trump needs to do is create demand for the U.S. dollar, which is already down 10% year to date because the rest of the world is dumping it. They're de-dollarizing the world. What he did with the Stablecoin Genius Act is created the equivalent of a money market on the blockchain. When you sell your Bitcoin and you're going to buy XRP, it just doesn't go direct to thing. You sell it. It sits in a stablecoin until you use the stablecoin to buy the next asset. It's like selling Apple stock in your 401k. It goes into a money market and then you buy the next share. Same thing. That didn't exist a year ago. You know, stablecoins are kind of a new thing, but the US dollar is 90% of the world's stablecoin demand. Like, we control it. So what Trump just did is he pulled us away from the central bank digital currency system, which is centralized blockchain, to decentralized. It's private. Right. And so what he's saying is, I don't want this. I don't want this central bank digital currency. And there's a lot of people that I follow on the internet and say, oh, Kirk, this is insane. He's actually putting us into the mark of the beast. No, he's not. He's creating the alternative away from that
for an open free market of thousands of choices. So look at this headline. Zero Hedge. Gold rises a record 30% of our global reserve holdings, will overtake USD above 5,790 an ounce. This is the low level projection. So you started the interview an hour ago. Plus, with this, I just want to point out to people that the big moves are here. And just a few years ago, they were still acting like Bitcoin was illegal. I go to the airports everywhere; it's just Bitcoin ads everywhere. No doubt, that's here. Doesn't compete with gold. It's all, you know, part of the moving away from the old system. Even the EU central bank admits they're way behind. It's all over. Just as long as Trump implements this quickly, we're going to win. We will be the center of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin exchanges. We will be the AI center. We will be the center of gold. But you predicted 2 years ago, now they've made moves. How does he shift us into partial dollar gold backing?
Well, first you have to revalue gold, which they're talking about, right? Which is away from $42 an ounce to mark to market, which is $4,200 an ounce. Now you have enough gold to actually create $1 trillion worth of market value that the Federal Reserve owns, that the U.S. government owns, to start backing your currency.
And it raises trillions right away. So you said he should do it 2 years ago. You predicted 6 months ago it was coming soon. He's made noises. Why has he not pulled the trigger yet?
But, you know, it's a good question. I don't know why he hasn't pulled it yet, other than the system of stable coins is just being instituted, right? That whole Genius Bill Stablecoin Act was only done a couple months ago, 3 months ago, maybe. So you create massive amounts of demand for the U.S. dollar and all of this stuff. Once you start then creating demand for the dollar, then backing that with gold, you become the world's de facto reserve currency. China doesn't have the economic might right now to do it. Their currency, their country is falling apart, Alex. So is Japan. So is Europe. So this is where Trump, having a little bit of patience, building things in logical sequence, is going to put us at the top of the heap.
And I'm not an expert like you, but I do study it. We're already way ahead.
Way ahead. I mean, we would be farther ahead if Trump didn't inherit, sadly, Biden's economy. And I'm not going to use that excuse forever, right? You can only use it for about 12 to 18 months.
That was my last question. How bad is day 20 of the shutdown? How could that put a big fly in the ointment?
I mean, I think that it's good and bad, right? It's bad for the people that are losing their jobs. It's good for actually Trump can actually then not just furlough people, but get rid of some of the jobs that are simply unnecessary, not needed. So what you're going to do is start to shore up the economy, a lot of waste. But boy, that's a lot of people that aren't working that is actually going to be harmful for the economy. When the next job numbers come out, it's going to include those. They're going to look bad, Alex. This is my guess, is they're going to look bad and they're going to blame it all on Trump. But it's the left, as you've talked about a lot, that is actually responsible for this shutdown, not Trump, because their requests are insane. They're absolutely insane.
In closing, a couple days ago, you had the Louvre that gets robbed all the time now, the greatest museum in the world, nobody debates it, has Napoleon's jewels robbed. In a matter of minutes, thieves break through the window with a crane, go in, grab hundreds of millions of dollars of jewels. Talk about it being an inside job. Or does this illustrate the total incompetence of government and the type of economy we're going to be in soon? I mean, to me, this is just wild to have this type of thing happening, and just shows how perilous society is. And at the end of the day, what is this bellwether for the future?
Well, it's not good. When people run out of money, they start to do crazy things. They're robbing the Louvre. How is this any different than what the Federal Reserve has done with us for printing money in this hidden inflation? The dollar's lost 98% of its value since 1913. Isn't that just the same as robbing from the Louvre? It's highway robbery. Trump is turning that around by bringing into us potentially a currency that has tangible backing, have sound, stable money again, and boy, the best is still yet to come.
All right, well, folks, whatever it means and wherever it's going, you got the highest rated place right now to call, get a free consultation, email consultation, and they'll sell it to you at wholesale. You can check the price every day and get it from the top rated place. You're insane if you don't make this move. Whether it's 10 pieces of silver or 100, you got gold if you want it. But like you said, silver is going to move a lot more, and that's been proven. It's up 90%, gold up 60% this year. He told you right. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much.
You bet. It's my pleasure.
Are you not fulfilled? Are you not empowered? Have you not been told the truth? You got that scene. Pull it up in that great film, Gladiator, not the remake, but the original. Ridley Scott, what a director. And it's based on three composite true stories that actually happened in Rome. So the whole story is true, but it's like The Patriot with Mel Gibson. That's three stories combined. All that stuff happened, just three stories combined. But all the stuff in the movie happened. True story. Just changed, you know, the names. You can look it up. And he says, are you not entertained? Because he goes out in like in 10 seconds and kills four guys. And the former top gladiator that owns the gladiator fight says, you know, do it a little slower and you'll be the top gladiator and win your freedom. So I say, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Well, I'm not trying to entertain people. Are you not empowered? Have I not told you the truth? Have I not delivered you accuracy that no one else has at this level? On everything we do. Because let me tell you something. I have sacrificed, and I've enjoyed it, by the way, almost my entire 35 years, 31 on air, but 35, this is all I've been doing. I work 20 hours a day sometimes, usually about 16, 18. I can't stop. I hit a wall like 3 o'clock, got to kind of be brain dead for a few hours, and I come back, worked, you know, this is how my brain works. I mean, how could you not want to be involved in the future of humanity? How could you not want to be the good guy? Like, everybody else wants to be the bad guy. They think it's cool to be a liar or a scammer. That's smart. I don't think the supervillains are the good guys. I think the good guys are the good guys. And I'm not trying to sell you silver and gold. I just want you to understand, like, if this show catches on, which it has, and other people get the angle I'm at, by the angle, I'm not telling you what to see. I'm showing you what I'm looking at, and I'm explaining how it works. It's game over. I mean, I think gold's at, you know, at the current trajectory, $10,000 a year. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what I believe. Silver, $200. I mean, but that's not even about that. I'm more freaked out what it means for everything else. And people are like children. I have so many friends and family that bought silver and listened to me in the last years. They go, well, it's $50. I bought it at 20. I'm going to sell. And I'm like, no, you should keep it. It's only going to go up, in my view. They go, what do you know? Literally my family. I'm not mad. I just go, I'll go, okay. And I've had like 3 family members in the last month go, well, why don't you have silver? I've been in a bankruptcy. I'm not allowed to have anything, but I don't care. Because they thought I would quit when they took the stuff I had away from me, which wasn't as big as they said. They exaggerated times 100 or more. But it means nothing. I get a thrill out of promoting the Second Amendment so everybody can have a gun to protect themselves. I get a thrill out of promoting organic food. I get a thrill. I get thrills. The evil people get a thrill out of screwing people. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a weirdo. I thought everybody got a thrill out of like kicking tyrants' asses. Maybe I am autistic or something. I just don't even understand this. Like, you think I'm going to get up here and tell you that I believe silver and gold's going to explode for 2 years, and it did, and now I'm saying it again today because I'm going to sell you some silver and gold. If I wanted to get $1 million a month, 10 times the money we're paid by Kirk Elligan on average. If I wanted, because there's enough people that would listen to me and do that, no. And it's not about that. It's just so frustrating. Because I always say less than 1% buy products at thealexjonesstore.com. It's less than one-tenth of 1%. That's why those callers call in and, oh, thank you, Alex. You're so great. By the way, I bought your product. Thank you. I'm like, thank you. You just kept me on air. Thank you. And then ask the other people why they don't get the fact that if they invested in freedom and got engaged and supported the people that were fighting for them, our problems would be over. But people think that are even listening because they don't know the truth, that not getting involved. See, that's getting involved to go to thealexjonesstore.com and getting incredible products and to wear a t-shirt out in public. I'll go a month now before somebody's mean to me. This morning, worked out early, got up, fed my daughter breakfast, got her to school, worked out real quick, pulled into a little Mexican breakfast cantina I go to once a month or so. They love me in there. And I walk in, and it's nothing, and there's like a green-haired Mexican guy, kind of artsy-fartsy guy. He's got a cool Chinese Star Wars shirt on, vintage. I saw that. I sit down, I see it's really uncomfortable. And I know it's coming. So I order my coffee and Migos, and I'm sitting there, and they bring it out like in 5 minutes, all hot right there. And I'm in a place with nothing but Mexicans. Okay? Love them all. And I know, okay, this guy, I've been in this place probably 15 times over the years, probably 20. Hell, I was in this weekend getting tacos, probably 50 times, I don't know. It's right off 290, right down the street. And I'm waiting for it. And when the waitress comes, he says, I'm not eating this. I don't feel safe being in a building with him. And he turns around, and I say, I like your Star Wars shirt. And he goes, you're a monster. I don't feel safe in here with you. And he bolts out of the thing. And then I go, and I'm sitting there. They just brought my Megan sitting there eating them. I'm going to hurry up and eat this. And I go, he's going to come back in. Comes back in. Bitches of them in Spanish that I'm there. And I just felt sorry for the guy. Because, oh, I'm the monster. Oh, because the media said. Or we got 40 million illegals here doing whatever they want. Permanent voting block for the Democrats. I don't hate the illegals on average. I hate what they're being used for as a weapon. But he couldn't actually sit there and engage me. And you know, I felt sorry for him. I forgot why I started telling the story. It's just that I want that guy to have a future. I want him to have a great life. But here's the good news. I've been in that place, I don't know, 50 times? I sort of said 20. I wanted to underestimate. God, I've probably been in that place the last decade 200 times now. Think about it. The point is, I've been in that place over 100 times. And all I've ever gotten is love. And it's the first time I saw a fat, gay Mexican dude with blonde green hair who said, I don't feel safe with you in here. Well, guess what? You don't look like the rest of these people. You might be a Mexican, but you're some Antifa leftist, and you don't feel safe. Well, they sure feel safe. They sure like me. They sure got good food. They sure get a tip. We have a relationship. That's called the economy in the world. You want to control everything and try to get me kicked out of a Mexican food restaurant. After you left, the woman came over and apologized to me, buddy. Because it ain't about whether I'm a gringo or she's a Mexican. She gets you're a freak, and I'm not. And it's not because you like dudes. It's the fact that you are a punk and tried to get somebody thrown out of a restaurant because you're a censor. You're a controller. You're a joke. But the bigger issue is I've been all over this country. I flew through leftist cities to see Tucker and back, and all I got was love. And so they want to demonize me and make me feel like I'm a loser. It doesn't work. But I wasn't mean to him when he said, you're a monster. I don't feel safe. I'm leaving. Then he goes and tries to get me thrown out. And I knew he'd do it. He runs out. I said, he's coming back. He comes back, tries to get me thrown out. Everybody's looking at him like he's an idiot. I'm just sitting there eating Megas, drinking coffee. That's all they got is trying to shun us and intimidate us and the left bully us into submission. And if that's all you got, George Washington had to get shot at. A lot of people got to get killed to build this country. Our job is easy. All we got to do is stand up to the leftist bullies and stop letting them, whether they're a fat gay Mexican or a fat gay white dude or whatever they are, we just got to stop letting them try to intimidate us. And he was so upset when they wouldn't throw me out of the restaurant. I don't really understand all the Spanish, but he's over there like 20 feet away. Pointing at me. And they're just like, man, everybody's looking at him like he's an idiot. They didn't look at me like I was the bad guy. They looked at him like he was the bad guy. Because quite frankly, he was dressed up like a clown. Because they're trying to go against tradition, trying to go against whatever. The Star Wars shirt was cool. It's like a Chinese vintage one. And I didn't attack him. I said, that's a cool shirt. Well, he's saying, I like your shirt. He goes, well, too bad, because you're a monster, and I don't feel safe here, and you need to leave. I just sat there and took a bite and said, not leaving. And he ran out, crying. All because he couldn't stand somebody that doesn't agree with whatever weird-ass stuff he's into. We have to stop caring what the left says and does. I know this is simple, but it's powerful. We have to be who we are. And also not hide in our silos and just, I'm everywhere. And back when I still got hair, I could go to some black barbershop in South Austin for many years, literally in the ghetto, and they were more awake than most white people I knew. And people ask me, like, sometimes a white guy comes and goes, wow, you come here too? Wow, what's going on? I'm like, because that's who I am, folks. I'm actually with the people. I'm the intel. I'm on the ground everywhere. I want to be with the people. I am with the people. Like RFK Jr. keeps getting caught on tape in Coach. That's who he is, folks. It's not a stunt. It's not bad to be in first class. We want to be. My point is that we're comfortable with everybody because we're leaders. So when I hear people say, you know, what's the next move? Are you not informed? Are you not engaged? Are you not awake? Are you not empowered? So I don't say, are you not entertained? Like the Spaniard in Gladiator, based on a composite of three stories, I'm saying, are you not empowered? Are you not inspired? Are you not? Because I want all of you, no matter what damn color you are, to be inspired for freedom. I love you. Play the clip from Gladiator. All of us together are Spartacus. And we have survived so many fights until people just get punch drunk about it. They go, oh, well, oh, you know, I go on all these shows. Congratulations, beating the deep state. And I'm like, no, they got the Supreme Court ruling. The Shrievers here. We can be shut down next week. But within the next month, barring a miracle, there's nothing else to file. We're here. And I even had Roger F. Stone, who I love, on a few weeks ago. He's like, well, you're so popular, you'll be fine, Alex. And I'm like, so we're going to let the deputy attorney general, this big leftist, who said Alex Jones doesn't deserve to be protected, take him off the air, block the criminal investigation Ed Martin launched, Todd Blanche. And all these big Republicans I talked to, they're like, well, we don't want to mess with Todd Blanche. Yeah, he's a big jerk. He's horrible. He's betraying Trump. We don't want to say it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you stuff behind the scenes, but I've had big prominent people call, and Todd Blanche is like, F Alex Jones. You know, look at this lady. She got the thumb drive proving they stole the Colorado election. Remember how the head of elections under Soros leaked all the code keys so they could do it? She's in high security prison, and Todd Blanche is blocking her getting out. And what's Trump doing for her? Go, oh, you're turning on Trump. No, no, I'm just saying that this is horse crap. Look at this. Four ways Tina Peters' constitutional rights were violated in the effort to imprison her for 9 years. She's in a high-security prison, and Todd Blanche is working to keep her in prison against his own Justice Department. I got that from the highest levels. The guy's a piece of crap.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one.
And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists are taking over.
We can now project that former Vice President Joe Biden has been elected president.
There's never been a more dire time than right now.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
We're getting steamrolled by the entire deep state establishment, and nobody's fighting back. They got Trump. They're installing mass surveillance, facial recognition. They're shutting us out of the banks. They are watching our every move. They're watching what we say, who we talk to. We are getting overthrown by these lizard people.
My gosh.
But there is hope. A small glimmer of hope. One man who can stop the madness. Me! I am fighting for you. Fighting for your son, for your daughter, for America. This is war! I will die to defeat the globalists. This new world order is no more.
1776 will commence again.
Alex Jones presents NWO Wars, a mostly peaceful game.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay, you Nazi scum.
Play it now at alexjonesgame.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I got to know Andrew Mayer in 2007 because as an evil, wicked, horrible Jew, he was protesting at universities against the war of George Herbert Walker Bush, his son, George W. Bush, then later Obama, and, you know, protesting. I'm being sarcastic. And he got tased for simply asking a peaceful question. So I had him on as a guest then, learned he'd been a listener for a long time. And then and I've had him on many times as a guest. There's a lot of great work behind the scenes. And we'll play some of that video here in a minute. You can see it on screen, but with audio. He then approached me, I guess, like 3-4 years ago and said, hey, we want to make a video game. And it's like shot to number one, and then they banned it on a bunch of services. You know, we take on the globalists, having a lot of fun. And we're making the joke last night. We should make AIPAC Wars, make a big joke about it. You get the last level, like Hitler spirit is advising Netanyahu. But seriously, folks, I wanted to get him on because he got suspended on X. And he's a very gentlemanly guy, and he's not 1/10% as radical as anybody on the left or right. And I think he's like a peacemaker, but he particularly gets attacked by the left and by the Nazis at both times, who tend to agree that the only people that can do anything wrong is Jews. So my broadcast is not an apology for Jews in general. My broadcast is just going to expose whoever leadership's doing bad, groups doing bad things. And we're going to go there. And last night I had callers. We were discussing this. And some of the callers, I said, should we cover anything but Israel? And I had callers say, just Israel or 70%. And this becomes this issue of, don't worry about communist China. It was probably behind this Microsoft, Amazon takedown. Or, you know, don't talk about the EU wanting full war. Don't talk about Venezuela. Just talk about this. And then, you know, put out fake videos with a blurred guy's face saying, you know, that Erica Kirk worked for Israel, or, you know, Israel killed Kirk. And maybe Israel did, because governments do that. But the point is that for me, it's the truth is my North Star. But the reason he got right now blocked on X, and I'm sure Elon doesn't know about this, is because of mass flagging. And this is how they first said it to us starting about 8-9 years ago, was mass flagging. We'd get us restricted, taken down for a few months here and there, and then finally banned. And then you see the stuff he got banned about. It's bigger than Andrew Mayer. It's about the formula that is used. And who do they censor? The peacemakers. Who do they kill? The peacemakers. Who is bringing people together? Charlie Kirk. And then somebody gets killed, and there's a mad rush to take over their identity and say who did it. So I just call balls and strikes all day long. But, you know, Andrew on politics, I basically 98% agree with him. I've followed him for years, known him since 2007, and he's been a listener before that, and it doesn't matter. He gets demonized, and you're not supposed to listen to anything he says from the left or the right because he's Jewish. And, again, this is the mindlessness of all of this and where this is going. And I want to ask him the larger picture. We're hearing this historical point again that's been going on for thousands of years where everything comes down to this. And it's a very bizarre to have a global awakening, and then I would say 80% of it is focused on Jews instead of the policies going on around the world that have got all sorts of governments and people involved, and it becomes a black hole where I've been recently on podcasts and they go, well, Candace Owens thinks Israel killed Charlie Kirk. And I go, well, I like Candace Owens. I don't think she's a bad person. I think, you know, she's got her reasons for saying that. And certainly Kirk was having a big break with some of the AIPAC lobby and things. But I said, if I see proof of Israel doing it, I'll say it. You know, by the way, I haven't gotten to this yet. We'll hold in the next hour and get into that. They are now sealing the trial level, never before seen. They have an unprecedented gag order, 3,000 plus people, quote, anybody that knows him. Well, I'm not going to follow that. And so that looks really bad. So if there's a cover up, by extension, we must say it's Israel immediately. We have to first get to the point there is a cover-up. Now, we know there is. Obviously, the story doesn't add up. I just do like Sherlock Holmes. Like, I deduct down until we get there, and then I get attacked, which I know is not true, that I'm working for Israel, because within a day of him being killed, it's Israel. And I'm just like, okay, show me evidence. Oh, that's what, you know, an operative of Israel would do. And I'm just sitting back. A person that deducts things, that scientifically researches things, that just goes where the truth is, wherever it is, I'll report it. So I'm on these podcasts, it's happened like twice the last few weeks, and they go, hey, why are you coming up for Israel on Charlie Kirchmer? And I go, what's the evidence? Oh, well, you know, he was criticizing Israel. I'm like, okay, well, Toast Tucker Carlson, is he dead? And I just sit back, and then I went, well, in the last two shows, I go, well, let's talk about the neocons of the CIA and Israel heavily involved in 9/11, which I exposed the day after the first person to do it, or after that, and they just shut down. I go, no, let's get your laptop. No. Because they don't actually want to go where governments have done bad things. They just want to sit back and say, you're a bad person, and they're good, and you're in this club. Whether, you know, it's all the good Nazis and the evil Jews, and you can see the mindlessness, the gang mentality of that. That is extremely dangerous. So that's my rant about this, is that I go wherever the truth is. And the big cardinal sin is to say, no governments didn't do anything wrong except Israel. Nobody could ever do anything wrong in the universe unless they were Jewish. That is fundamentally evil, and it's a cop-out, and it's a lie, and it's like saying the left, black reparations, all white people should pay reparations. Most white people's ancestors never had slaves and moved here after the Civil War. You know, does the Ukrainian woman deserve to be stabbed to death on a train because she's white? So what is this? So this is divide and conquer. And there's this trope. And don't worry, Andrew, I'll hold you the next hour. I'm doing my rant right now. I appreciate you holding. There's this trope of Qatar. And so if you don't agree with everything the Islamic lobby, the leftist lobby, the Democrat lobby, the BlackRock funding it, the Rothschilds funding the pro-Islam thing, if you don't agree with that, then you work not just for Israel, but Qatar. Then you've got Netanyahu saying, oh, maybe Qatar is saying I killed Charlie Kirk. Qatar is a main ally of the U.S. with three bases, the biggest Air Force base the U.S. has in the Middle East. Qatar has its issues, but Qatar defended Israel during the attack. So we've got the right wing claiming that everybody works for Qatar. You got Netanyahu doing it. It's retarded. And so, but there are big NGOs and big money that are going out and trying to only push, and we've had big Islamic leaders on Piers Morgan say, yeah, we know Israel didn't kill Charlie Kirk, there's no proof. We put that out immediately to demonize Israel. Well, but wait a minute. Do you understand that Netanyahu stood down on October 7th? You understand Netanyahu stays in power by Israel being attacked. Are you not sophisticated enough to understand why Israel helped found Hamas, elements of Israel, show that they would never get a legitimate government in the Gaza area, show they would have an enemy to keep fighting. I mean, they show starving Gazans a few months ago, and the world gets upset, so suddenly Hamas trots out in tunnels starving Jews, which were starving. Now, use the PR. Hamas, right when Israel is in its biggest trouble, trots out starving Jews. Now, am I saying Hamas 100% works for whatever evil group is above all this? Well, Netanyahu was their biggest funder. They say they killed the leadership finally. I think they're betraying those guys. Just like the West just put in with Turkey, Israel, and the U.S. before Trump got in, the leader of Al-Qaeda in Syria. I remember being censored and attacked 20 years ago talking about that. Now they admit it and say, well, he's reformed. So there's something way more sophisticated here. And at a high globalist level, there's a sick alliance going on with the Islamists and the left and these back channels and all this being played. And I haven't talked to, you know, Andrew before he came on. He just texted the producer being, you know, suspended on X. And then I looked at his points, but notice his points that I just got like an hour ago. I asked for him yesterday, but I just got him like an hour ago. Foreign influence campaigns working to divide and conquer America, the Red-Green Alliance, the communists and the Islamists, paid shills on X spaces, are attempting to infiltrate the right, give cover to the left, and take down President Trump and America's status as a sovereign nation. 100%. And here's what I see. I'll go to Andrew and shut up. I see the people that are online that get pushed into my feed. I'm not even looking for it. I'm force-fed it. The people, you know, worshiping Hitler and all this stuff. And they're like, we need to be allied with Islam. It's the Jews that have turned us against Islam. It's the Jews that blah, 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 blah. Well, actually, it's the leftist Jews bringing them in. Big part of the Catholic Church, even bigger. So, you know, I just know too much, and I'm sitting there watching this. Oh, yeah, Islam, there's countries that are Islamic and are about to be Islamic. The Crusades were a response to 700 years of Islamic invasions. So there's this thing of if you talk about Islam being a threat, you're with the Jews. No, I don't want Israel ethically cleansing the Muslims around them. I don't, but I can also then not support bringing all the Islamics here. So it's very sick and it's very dangerous. And when you see the Democrat Party literally adopting the Intifada as their operating system, I'll just say, why is Israel and why are the Muslims our new political debate? Shouldn't it be cutting taxes and securing the border and stopping wars and empowering the people and promoting freedom? I mean, to me, I don't hate the Muslims. I don't hate the Jews because, you know, it's diverse groups in both. But I do hate the fact that when I drove around Austin this weekend, there were Antifa communists and Islamic flags everywhere. How is that America? And then the counterpoint is, well, let's just join AIPAC, whatever it wants. And you can see the clash of civilizations that has been created to do this. And I just want people to be more aware of why is our identity the Middle East? I mean, my identity is not King George III. We got away from him in 1776. I've bitched about it. You go to any grocery store my whole life, it's nothing but tabloids about the British government and it's the royals. I don't hate the British people. They're great. Hell, I'm, you know, got a Welsh surname, but I'm an American, so I feel like my identity is being stolen. And I know a lot of Muslims that aren't extreme. They say their identity's been stolen. And I know a lot of Jews that say, you know, Jews don't all agree with each other. Their identity's been stolen. Martin Luther King was right. We need to judge people off of what they produce, what they stand for, and what they do. Not off of where they, who they are, you know, who their mommy or daddy was. But that's where the reparations plays in. Well, 200 years ago, some white people did this, so you're guilty. This is this mindset. This is tribalism. And while we're distracted with that, they're bringing the AI and the GMO and the world central bank digital currencies. So, Andrew, thanks for coming on. I'm ranting. I've got the screenshots here. If you are shut down on X right now, which is outrageous because, I mean, I'm being mean to you, but you're a pretty gentlemanly guy. I've known you since 2007. We'll play the clip of you being tased for being against the war, which you're this big as, you know, big Netanyahu operative against Netanyahu. But, I mean, this is just wild. And last Thursday, I reheard it Saturday. It was so powerful. I'm having back on later in the week. Jay Dyer really laid this out, that if you study the globalists, they are mad scientists that are post-human, anti-God, and want to end humanity as we know it. And I think we should just try to get everybody on board to deal with that, the main threat. But they attacked Jay Dyer for that post. I saw it, like half the comments. Oh, you're coming from Israel. And he's exposing the actual global textbooks about ending human civilization as we know it. I mean, it's just so insane. So that's quite the rant. You know, we go to break in 10 minutes. You've got the floor. But tell us what happened to you and your view on all this.
Well, Alex, first of all, not only thank you for having me, but you laid out my positions, I think, better than I would have. That was incredible. Just to hear you talk about it, because, yes, I was suspended on Twitter. I was reporting on what you're talking about, this divide and conquer campaign. Because, yes, Israel does things wrong. Yes, Qatar money is out there, but these influencers, these campaigns, people don't understand how insidious it is. Both the communists, the Islamists, these people are saying the same thing. Gavin Newsom is putting out pictures of Stephen Miller with President Trump on a leash. You know, why is he doing that? Why are the Democrats, foreign Muslim operatives, why are they hyper-focusing on Jews? The whole point of it is...
Again, exactly. The left at all these rallies calls right-wingers Nazis when we just want free market and freedom. They are the ones that have totally adopted anti-Israel stuff.
It's exactly right. The best example of that, again, Gavin Newsom's Twitter account.
Yeah, putting pull that out, up with Newsom with Stephen Miller, who's an amazing guy, with Trump on a leash. That's saying Jews run Trump.
And the Democrats are doing this the same as the Islamists are doing this. And if you're some random Twitter account, I've seen dozens and dozens of these, you're some random Twitter account hyper-focusing on Jews, you will get tens of thousands of likes and shares. That stuff happens like this, too.
It's posted, that's why everybody's doing it, because you automatically get pushed.
Yeah, there are bot networks pushing this stuff. And again, why are they pushing this? Is it because there's so many people that care about the Jews? And again, I'm not the one to defend Netanyahu. I agree with Alex. I think he was involved in the planning of 9/11. But the hyper-focusing on Jews, this stuff is to divide and conquer America, specifically within the right. It's creating chaos within the right to try and divide and conquer us and open up a lane for the left.
Oh, I experience it. I get bullied constantly to literally put on a Hitler uniform, which, of course, I'm not going to do. But there's massive pushing here.
It's exactly right. And on Twitter Spaces, where I've spent a lot of time lately, there are a lot of these people. They spend all day. Any type of shot they could take at President Trump, that's what they spend their whole day doing. Any type of shot they could take at President Trump. And these are avowed communists. People that call themselves, oh, I'm a tanky. A tanky is a cute word for a communist. People that were recently Democrats. And they're saying, oh, I'm MAGA. I'm for the right. But they spend their entire day attacking President Trump. And more recently, they spend their entire day hyper-focused on Israel to the detriment of the right.
No, the point is the left knows they have no credibility, so they're using an anti-Israel angle to attack Trump as if Trump is controlled by Israel or anybody else. I mean, this is the big attack, and you have this weird ultra-right-wing alliance now. I mean, I have Young Turks every day takes out of context what I say and goes, look, Jones is anti-Israel, anti-Trump now. I'm not anti-Trump now. I've always criticized Israel, but I'm not anti-Israel in general. So, yeah, this is their only hope.
That's exactly right. That's why they spend all day doing this stuff. And these people that are hyper-focused on trying to use this as a wedge, they're cynical. They don't actually care about America. One of these influencers literally said, like, America is evil. And yet they spend all day trying to say, this is what America needs to do. And they're communists.
But it's worse than that. I'm not going to give them attention. I've seen these well-known influencers running fake, blurred-out videos where it's a TPUSA worker saying Charlie Kirk's wife was an operative being gangbanged by Jews. It's obviously a fake video. It gets pushed everywhere. I mean, this is totally weaponized BS, and we have to point this out and ask, where is this going?
That's exactly right. These people want to take down the right wing. And you know, I'm not trying to go after, a guy that you have on the show all the time, but Nick Fuentes was right at the center of pushing Gavin Newsom just a few weeks ago, saying, oh, Gavin Newsom, this is the new man that we need, the new ideas that we need. And when I was suspended, it was two groups of people celebrating it and taking credit for it. It was literal communists, including foreign Islamist agents, and it was Groypers, Nick Fuentes' followers, taking credit and saying that they mass reported me, and that's why I was suspended.
Well, that's not good. I think Nick was being sarcastic about the Newsom thing, comparing him to J.D. Vance. But he certainly does have a heart on for J.D. Vance. Maybe I should get you on sometime when Nick's on. My point is the left is so anti-white, they can't point at Nick and say he's extreme with how far they've gone. But again, I think that's larger. Where do you see this clash of civilizations going?
Honestly, that really depends on this audience. I think this is the most key audience in the entire country. That's why I wanted to speak to the Info Warriors, where all of us decide America's going to go. That's what's going to happen. So if we focus on infighting, I'm personally for zero foreign aid. I don't want any foreign aid for Israel or for any other nation. I want America to rebuild our infrastructure, to have manufacturing and jobs again. I'm most focused on mass deportations, getting rid of the everybody that got here basically in the last 10 years. I want them gone, whether they're from Central America, whether they're Islamists from other countries, whether they're Indians on H-1Bs. That is not the composition of America. These people that just got here, and they want to remit all their money to foreign countries.
Well, the point is the Democrats are using them to apportion new House seats and admitting it's a fraud. I don't even dislike them personally, but on average, they've been given a green light, all the free goodies. It's a weapon.
Yeah, the only way America is going to prosper and succeed is if we focus on America first. There needs to be jobs for Americans. There needs to be a housing market that's affordable. And it's proven that all of the foreigners here, they're inflating the market for housing. They're taking American jobs. Doug Mackey just put out a great tweet talking about how there are these job boards. They're published in newspapers so that the people hiring can say, oh yeah, we put it out for anybody to hire, but really they're just hiring H-1B Indians. And this is what actually is keeping me suspended. Even though I was mass reported by the communists and by the Groypers, it is these H-1B Indians that run Twitter tech support. They don't want to put me back because the tweet that was finally mass reported that they took offense to was some Indian guy saying something to me about all Jews do this. So I said something to him like, okay, all Pajits are rapists, you know, just throwing it back in his face. But, oh, that's too much. And I reported once a guy that said to me, I'm going to kill you or the next Jew I see with a knife. And that was fine. He was allowed on Twitter, but me throwing back mean spicy comment at an Indian guy. That was too much. That's
well,
not
let me ask you this. Where do you see, because here's my deal. I think it's healthy to criticize Israel or any other group and not have taboos. But it is where literally I had listeners last night saying just we want 100%. Others, we want 70%. Like literally if I post something about communist China saying they're going to war with us and grabbing islands in the Philippines, and we're about to go to war with them, they're like, why are you cutting up for Jews? It's this weird thing where they can only focus on one thing. It's become like a mania or something.
Exactly right. My friend Louis Schenker calls it spiritual Amalekites, people that have fallen into just focusing, hyper-focusing on Jews, and it's to the detriment of everyone, especially America. You know that story a couple of months back, these Chinese nationals, they brought in this fungus with the express plan to destroy American crops, to destroy America's food supply. These are Chinese nationals. They were caught at the border doing this. But if you talk about the, yeah, you're covering for Israel because you talked about an issue that has nothing to do with Israel. It's just insanity. There are evil players across the board in geopolitics, but there's a group that specifically hyper-focuses on Israel because this is their game plan to get their breaks in the West, to get the Islamists the way they've done in Europe, where the Islamists are now all over Europe, running rampant. But if you talk against it, you know, oh, you're just a Zionist. You know, they're trying to take anybody that's a nationalist.
I mean, Nick Fuentes doesn't do this, but the others do. They literally say Islam's our friend. I mean, that is crazy. I mean, the Quran says we are going to conquer you, period. And they're going to make you convert. The Jews, it's really hard to convert. I mean, you know, Christians want you to convert. They don't make you do it. But I just like the idea that 2 billion Muslims is an issue is preposterous. It's crazy. All right. I want to come back and talk more about where this goes, the Trump administration and more. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And right, that there's really two main Israel lobbies. It's been used to censor America and control stuff, and that needs to be exposed and dealt with. And Andrew Meyer, since I first knew him in 2007, has been exposing that and, you know, really going at the juggler there. But he also goes after all the other corruption. And I haven't followed it too closely, but he was explaining to me, and I'm reading all the post here, that he got censored by the left and right and is now suspended still on X for saying very, very mild things. Even the Libertarian Party has gotten involved, and this is a dangerous situation. But I want to get into Charlie Kirk. I want to get into President Trump and the left and where they're going. But just finishing up with, you know, you being censored, I mean, obviously this isn't something I don't think has come to Elon Musk's attention, but, you know, X is one of the freest platforms out there after Rumble, but it's still troubling this goes on.
I think there's a lot of people on the back end that they're not necessarily as aligned with Elon's free speech message. They'll use whatever little power levers they get. And so I'm not taking this as a shot to blame Elon, but I think there are still a lot of players. There was this guy, Nikita Beer, that works for Elon, and Elon was openly disagreeing with him on things that Nikita was saying things about. So there's a lot of people in the back end. And I know from talking to insiders and trying to get help with my account restored, there's a lot of people that they're not American, literally living in India, and they're the ones deciding whether people like me get to speak on Twitter. What an American company, social media app, these Indians are the ones deciding whether I get to speak. They're offended by something that
Indians
I said.
In general, but they are, you know, really smart and all that stuff being brought in. But they are being put in a lot of key positions of control.
It is interesting. You look at the CEOs of a lot of big tech companies. You look at positions of power in the UK. And it seems like white men are being replaced in a lot of ways intentionally by Indians. They get loans when they come to this country to buy motels, hotels, gas stations. They're getting these sweetheart deals that Americans don't get. So I think there is way too much replacement theory in action in America. And, you know, I'm not, oh, I hate Indians or anything like that, but I love America. I want Americans and second generation, third generation, fourth generation, 10th generation Americans to do well and thrive in our own country. And people that just got here, foreigners, shouldn't be the ones getting the sweetheart deals, the loans to buy hotels and in positions of power over Native
Americans. Well, Democrat states are giving like $30,000 to illegal aliens to get houses.
It's insanity. And that's the number one thing I focus on, honestly. I feel like if we push the Trump administration even further with mass deportations, I'm talking about green card holders, H-1Bs, not just the illegals that Biden let in, as many of the Somalians in Minneapolis as we can get rid of. These people need to go. They're not American. Even the guy running for mayor of Minneapolis, he said that he sees his home as Somalia. If you don't see your home as America, you shouldn't be living in America.
Well, all I know is I've asked listeners, I said, what percentage should be on Israel? And
they're like 70, you know, percent or whatever. And my issue is it becomes this weird thing where if it isn't Israel, you can't talk about it. It's very dangerous. And because I study the world and there's so many big issues going on right now. And to me, it's just philosophy. I've never made it about what color somebody is or anything. It's all about, are they for free market? Are they for self-defense? Are they for private property? Are they for national sovereignty? And so I don't care if somebody's an Indian, somebody's Jewish, somebody's a Catholic, somebody's from Africa, whatever. If they want to be part of the American dream and get with the renaissance of the program, that's great. But with the 40 million illegals brought in, it wasn't just 20 million, it was with Obama, they're getting all the congressional seats with them. They're having them vote in elections, so some of them are great people. I'm sorry, you were brought here illegally, part of a larger plan, so you gotta go. It's like, I love water, but I can also be held under and drowned in it. I can also, a dam can break and flood my house and kill me. So I'm not for trillions of gallons of water hitting me. You know, it's that simple. We'll be right back with Andrew Meyer. Stay with us, I'm Alex Jones.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This one time a little pig ear you. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy did wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just the face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God. think what Andrew Meyer is saying, and I agree with him, is you can see it everywhere, on the street, online, everywhere. There is a alliance of the left and the globalists and the Young Turks and all of it, where the only issue now is Israel, and the left and right are coming together and only talking about that. And then people think if they just say, like, Hail Marys, AIPAC, 50,000 times a day, it magically does something. And meanwhile, it just makes Netanyahu stronger with all the persecution. And I'm simply noticing this phenomenon and the taboo of bashing Jews. And I'm somebody that when Israel or some Jewish group does something wrong, I'm on them. And I notice I'm particularly under attack by those groups because they don't like the reasonableness and the realness of me saying this is wrong. Instead of saying, you're all the devil, you're all going to hell, you all need to be killed. Oh, they love that, as well as any other group. You think the leftist black groups that are controlling black people or some of them, they love that. They love the KKK. They love all that. We have to be smarter than this. And Trump is definitely making real changes. Trump is definitely trying to reform things. And getting more done than I thought he could do. It's easy to sit back and say, you should be perfect, you should do this. Well, he's not a king. And even a king couldn't do that. So we can harp on it all day, and it sucks all the oxygen out. Every time I open the phones up, you know, half the calls are about Israel. I mean, I could talk about the issue of vaccines. I could talk about the issue of illegal aliens. It just goes back to the same thing over and over again. And so to me, there's an awakening. But just because you wake up in your house, like I've said, and a fire alarm is going off, you smell smoke, you don't know where the fire is. So you don't have your bearings yet. And so humanity's waking up right now, something I pushed so hard for. But it's not about transhumanism. It's not about world government. No matter who runs it, we're opposing it. That's a big tent. It's all about Jews. And my issue is just cover issues, and when Netanyahu stands down on October 7th or does this or whatever, but then you also have this alliance. Well, Hamas is good, or Islam is good, or you know, all this. It's totally sick to see this, and I'm just trying to get people to think about it. I don't even have some goal here of what we should do about it. I'm simply saying, why is this happening again? And then if you look at World War II, and the British and their manipulation and funding of Hitler. They didn't run Hitler, but it's declassified. They set him up. And you can see the dominoes are being set up for some giant war, some giant cataclysm out of this. I can just smell the rotten flesh coming off of it. I can just smell the danger. And a public waking up, not to the real issues that are there, but to this cataclysm with the woke right and the woke left allying with Islam, and then what comes out of that is the destruction of civilization. Andrew Meyer, closing comments on that. I want to talk about Charlie Kirk with you.
I think you're exactly right. And it's so funny, both the communists and whatever you want to call the sick edition of the right that's hyper-focused on Israel, both of these sides said that Trump would not end the war, that he was in the pocket of Israel, the war would continue, and Trump did exactly what he said. He's a peacemaker. A war starts 2 years ago under Biden. Somehow the fault for that, not given to Biden at all, everything becomes Trump's fault because it is an operation. There is a push from foreign agents, from Islamists, from communists, from people funding sickos on the right, far right, whatever you want to call them. These people are all hyper-focused on Israel to the detriment of America. It doesn't matter whether you like Israel or not. Hyper-focusing on this stuff to use as an attack against President Trump, who does that help? That is why Gavin Newsom had that picture of Stephen Miller with President Trump on a leash. This is an operation in order to demoralize and take the great momentum away from America that President Trump is bringing us.
Well, there's no doubt the universities in the Western world are run by the big banks. And I remember in the last 30 years being called a Nazi constantly and laughing at it. And then if you go to any university, even then, it was just like 24-7 Jews are the devil. And then they act like this whole Islamic anti-Jew thing is organic. Why would the power structure, and go back to Jews, Rothschilds, who helped found Israel but then didn't like the way it went and all the rest of it, what do you think the weird equation is here? And why do you think the universities of Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the US, literally, here's the thing. It used to be anti-white, and that was always there, anti-Christian and pro-communist. Then it became transgender the last 6, 7, 8 years, and now that's failed, and the numbers are imploding. So now it's shifted, and it was already back burner and the big thing. They already had it ready and warmed up, but now it's just 24/7 going after Jews. What is that when that becomes the main issue? Why are the big banks, why is the power, because that's who funds the universities, BlackRock, you know, Larry Fink, Jewish, what is happening there?
To me, you have to remember, who are the globalists? Who are these people? These people are sick Satanists. They're miserable people. All they want is to destroy. They want to destroy nations. So hyper-focusing on Israel, making them the global bad guy that people need to focus on in university 24/7, what that does is builds toxic empathy for Islam, for Muslims. Oh, they're so oppressed. They're so oppressed, we need to bring them here. That operation already happened in Europe. How's it going for Ireland? How's it going for Germany? How's it going for Sweden? These countries are being overrun and raped because of this toxic empathy through demonizing Israel, hyper-focusing on Jews. That stuff allowed the left to bring all those people into their countries, and we're already seeing it here. Dearborn, Michigan, Minneapolis, Minnesota, it's happening in Texas, it's happening nationwide. The mayor of New York City is about to be a communist Islamist. Talk about the Red-Green Alliance in action. That's what it is.
Explain what the Red-Green Alliance is, which is 100% not just real, it's the main push of the left with all the big backing of the big money.
The Red-Green Alliance, the red is the communists. And by the way, the communist Chinese are now openly tweeting this stuff too. They're saying, look, Israel controls you, from official state-sponsored Chinese accounts. And by the way, as a Chinese national, you can't tweet stuff to hundreds of thousands of Americans without the approval of the Communist Party. So the Chinese Communist Party is part of this operation. Qatar, which has become a meme and a trope, Mike Cernovich did a documentary on them 6, 7 years ago called Blood Money. They have put $100 billion into American media, American universities, pushing this stuff.
No, but let me ask you that then, because I see like the big banks and universities and NGOs fighting the anti Jew stuff, so it's definitely going on, but how then is Qatar this big U.S. ally and defended Israel with missiles? I mean, why do we hear about Qatar all day? I mean, what are they doing?
So Qatar is a very, very savvy international player. They're very helpful. They bring along the peace deals in the Middle East, but at the same time, they
hand out free airplanes to the U.S.
I'm not the one to demonize Qatar, but the Red-Green Alliance, the green part of that equation is the Islamist money. These people are funding this stuff along with
the communist
Chinese.
Well, sure, that's what I'm saying, though. Get into the Red-Green Alliance. But Netanyahu called out Qatar and said, oh, maybe they're behind all this. I'm not even defending Qatar. I never got a dollar from them. I'm just saying, to me, it seems like a red herring.
I don't think Qatar is the big bad player that all of the, frankly, Netanyahu-sponsored influencers on Twitter want to talk about all day. Qatar is not the boogeyman that I want to talk about.
Is that because Netanyahu's jealous that the U.S. is building them up militarily and not Israel?
I think he's losing influence. I think a lot of his actions have lost himself influence. I think they're lowering the stature of Israel internationally, and I think that he is absolutely concerned about them. But for me, when I look at the Red-Green Alliance, that Qatar money does play a part.
And describe what, I know you know this, but this is for people that don't know, what's the Red-Green Alliance?
The red is the communists, the green is the Islamists. It comes from their flags, the red commie flag, the green flags of all the Muslim nations across the Middle East. Green is a primary color for them. And so this alliance of theirs, you're seeing it again in action in New York City right now. Zoran Mamdani. This is the perfect picture of what's wrong with America. He is a communist, Islamist, Indian. These are the things, these are the elements working to degrade America and take away our sovereignty, is this influx of Islamists, communism, Indians, things that were not in America 30 years ago. They're becoming prevalent. They're becoming dominant. They're taking over major American cities, Minneapolis, Dearborn, and now New York City. And this is what happened all across Europe. So all of this money into the universities from China, their 1,000 talents program, from Qatar, from all of these nation states and foreign enemies of America.
And he's a Democrat socialist, which is really the front edge of the Communist Party.
Literally the next words I was about to say, the Democratic Socialists of America, which are just communists. Hassan Piker should be in jail, by the way. All of the things that he said, urging his followers to literally kill people. And when we were talking about Charlie Kirk earlier, that's what I wanted to get into. Because these operations, this Red-Green Alliance, when we're all upset that an American patriot, Charlie Kirk, was shot, these people wanted to talk about Israel all day to give cover for the left when they should have been prosecuted. Every single leftist on Blue Sky and on Twitter, on Reddit, that was saying, oh, right-wingers need to be shot, conservatives need to be shot, Christians need to be shot, white men need to be shot. All of that is incitement to violence. All of that is a crime. All of that needed to be prosecuted, and Pam Bondi failed in her job to do that. And because, as you say, Alex, all the oxygen was sucked out of the room by these people on Twitter spaces all day, these Democrats, these communists, posing as MAGA, posing as right wing, but really subverting America. They are taking the air out of the room.
This, I don't even check YouTube on purpose, but I get sent it. I'm on YouTube now. I'm getting 10 million views a day. Conservatively, and it's the left taking me out of context when I legitimately go, okay, now we're to criticize Israel, did this wrong. I'll go over here, they did this wrong. And, you know, I mean, I go down the line just reporting the facts. They literally know they don't have credibility, so they use me edited to do it. I mean, this is a operation. And then that's 100%. Google is supporting that.
So
Google won't allow my actual show on. I guarantee you, if somebody tries to post this, it ain't going up. So, that's all I see is the establishment is behind this witch's brew, like pouring different things together to create an explosion.
So for me, and again, I did not come here to take shots at Nick Fuentes, but GQ, the New York Times, the Twitter algorithm, you click one video with a brand new account and you scroll up, the next video is Nick Fuentes. He's being pushed by the mainstream right now. And like you said, it's because of his takes on certain things. I'm not saying that he's an agent of Qatar or something like that, but his takes to these people are useful because it's driving the wedge. They want to push into the right wing to take power from Trump, who's restoring national sovereignty, who's bringing tariffs, who's bringing American jobs, who's cracking down on mass immigration. He's deporting these people finally. All of these things, there's a wedge being driven against them by the money coming from the communists, the Islamists, the Red-Green Alliance.
Well, you bring up Nick all the time. I would compare, I'm sure you see the other people online. I mean, that's moderate compared to the other stuff.
There are people worse than Nick by far. I'd still love to debate him sometime, but there are definitely a lot worse characters.
Well,
than
I
Nick
think
on
Nick's argument is you're not as big as him as punching down. I love having debates, and if Nick wants to debate you, I think it's a great idea. I know Jay Dyer wants to debate him. So I would love to host. I mean, Nick is really good on foreign policy. So, like, I think he destroyed Dinesh D'Souza. And I think that's another issue is the pro-Israel lobby, most of them aren't even Jews, and I like Dinesh D'Souza, they're Ben Shapiro, all of it, the way they go about it is just energizing all of this. Does that make sense? I mean, it is just
I hosted a debate a couple of months ago, like a debate on Israel, and the guy debating for the pro-Israel side was this guy, Misfit Patriot. He's not a Jew, by the way. He's so obnoxious, I wouldn't have sided with him in any
way. By the
way,
if I was Adolf Hitler reborn, I would hire Smoley as my, I mean, like, Smoley. I mean, could you have a worse spokesman for Jews?
No, Shmuley, even Ben Shapiro, like the public representatives for Jews, we need to level up if we don't want people to take a couple of looks at these are the Jews. You know, there needs to be more representatives. My good friend Louis Schenker is always eloquent and brilliant. I'd love to see him get more play on the right. I'm always happy to come on and talk because, like you say, Alex, I am a peacemaker. When I was questioning John Kerry back in 2007, the question I was asking
you on the show 15 years ago, pointing out Netanyahu and the neocons involved in 9/11. I mean, that's credibility. What I love about these anti-Jew folks is that as soon as you're debating them and they see you work for Israel, go, well, let's look at these real things. They don't want to go there. It's like they want the conflict now. They don't actually want to have real stuff. Like, let's reform this government. Let's reform that government. You know, like there's different governments in Israel. There's different governments here. And they go, oh, you're covering up. No, that's how I want to fix things. I don't want to have this giant conflict. We all nuke each other.
That's how I always talk about Israel, too. Israel needs their Trump. The way that, you know, 20 years ago, we had George W. Bush, and he was pushing us into all these needless decades-long wars. You know, Israel needs their reformer to lead them into a new era. So I don't look at them as, oh, it's just an evil, inherently evil nation. No, they need their renaissance the way that we're bringing a renaissance with President Trump.
I agree. And how would Israel have its Trumpian renaissance? God, it could be so good.
Well, there needs to be greater voices. The guy I just mentioned, Louis Schenker, is a brilliant American Jew. And you have to in a large way, the way American politics goes affects what happens in Israel. And when you have in America, the speakers being people like Ben Shapiro, who tried to slander everybody that was anti-war just 8 years ago as a white supremacist.
Pro-poison shot, pro-censorship.
He put out a list that includes you, Ron Paul, Donald Trump, and he called them all alt-right, which was synonymous with white supremacists. He tried to smear everybody that was anti-war.
And don't you see how that then pushed other people that weren't sophisticated into that?
That's the thing, is if you want to affect things, there needs to be representatives talking about Israel and Jews in a sophisticated way. It's not just, like, Israel has never done any single thing wrong, but also not Israel has done every single thing wrong. Because either side of that, it's just crazy, and it doesn't lead to progress. It doesn't lead to peace or building anything.
Well, I know this. People aren't talking about AI takeover. They're not talking about a new Fauci saying a new virus is about to release. They're not talking about left-wing false flags. It's like... Because, I mean, I'll go all over Israel all day on a real issue. But it's like, it's just, I haven't even played the videos because it makes me so mad. The fake videos, blurred videos, obviously fake voice, obviously a script, you know, about Erica Kirk. And people call in and ask me, why aren't you covering this? I'm like, I could go shoot an anonymous video with a blurred face and say whatever I wanted. Like, this trusting of just anonymous BS is just so disgusting. And I know that if anybody else other than doing that did that, it would not be allowed. But it's allowed on Facebook to create anonymous videos with fake proof that Israel killed Kirk. And so I asked myself, there's something bigger here. And it's nasty. And it leads somewhere really bad.
It is the destruction of America. That is the goal, that all of this propaganda, all of this big push to hyper-focus, go on Twitter, here's hundreds of thousands of likes on anything that is hyper-focused on Jews or Israel. It is a way to divide and conquer America. And you said it straight off the bat before I spoke a single word coming on here. You're on the money, Alex. Tip of the spear, as always.
Well, I just know when I see the establishment pushing something. And so that doesn't mean we don't criticize stuff Israel does. I'm all over it. But it's bad. I want to come back into Charlie Kirk with you and let you go because obviously the official story is not true. Now they're going to censor the trial at levels never before seen. And I said if they did that, we got problems. And then I got inside baseball in the DOJ, White House, you name it. I can't say the sources. Problem is if I say what I know, they'll know the sources. But it's bad. And so I don't know exactly what's going on here. But there is a cover-up, and it's definitely happening. So what comes out of that? All right, Andrew Mayer is our guest. He'll leave us in a few minutes, and then I'm going to hit a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. But here we are. You know, it becomes this issue of the only issue is Israel, and then you get sucked into it. The only way to respond to it is to cover it, and it kind of just becomes a feedback loop, but that's the curse we're under.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Look, I'm all about justice. And I love history, and I love being a man of the street and of research. And I want to explain this to people this way. I was on over 200 radio stations on 9/11. And I'm 51 now, so how old was I in 2001? Was I even 30 yet? No. And I had Roger Ailes calling me, you know, if something happens with Limbaugh, he had a heart attack, they wanted me to come over. I had top ratings. I was on 50,000 watt stations. Like 30 plus of my stations were 50,000 watters. And back then, AM was king. I mean, you're talking, you could have, make a living on one station. And I wasn't even trying to make money. And suddenly I was bringing in $10 million a year. So I'm like, well, I'm going to get a studio and our crew and go 24 hours a day. Cause I wasn't just going to get a big house and a private jet. Never did that. Didn't care about it. Big house is a big problem. Got to deal with it. But I went in 1 month after 9/11 from 210 stations or so to like 35. Because I knew they blew up the World Trade Center. I knew they blew up Building 7. I knew who the neocons were. I knew who Netanyahu was. I knew about the Project of the New American Century. So did Andrew Meyer. He spoke out and protested and got arrested and tased. Because, you know, he's an Israeli agent. But it wasn't just Israel doing it. It was like the USS Liberty. It was the Israel working under orders from LBJ to sink it, just like Gulf of Tonkin. And that got declassified and interviewed the people that were in the court cases. And the Nazis all got mad at me when I would have on the judge advocate generals and the former chairman joint chief of staff who were there when it happened. They went, well, no, no, LBJ wasn't involved. It's the Jews. No, it was our government with Israel doing it to try to go to war with Egypt and go to war with the Soviet Union. We're talking about what was already being pushed before Kennedy got killed, Operation Northwoods. So damn right Israel gets leaders in from time to time that are just like bad leaders we have that want to do horrible things. That's what big, powerful governments do. Read the Bible. And they've dug it all up. It's been proven. And read other histories, other cultures. One king's good, the other king's bad. One king's strong, one king's weak. It's that thing of like opposing corruption from any organization or group is legitimate and good, but it's loving. And then you get everybody on board to oppose the corruption. But if you sit there and say it's only one group, now you've literally denied evil exists everywhere else, the devil's second biggest trick. And you've also denied that good exists, the devil's biggest trick. So people always say, because this is one issue with the Israel thing. I got on air 31 years ago, and immediately Access TV, I had Nazis show up. And they went, oh, you're covering the Federal Reserve, or you're covering all this. You like Ron Paul, he wasn't even back in office yet. They go, you should come to our meeting. And I'd be like, okay, what's the card, blah, blah, blah. And they come back a week later and go, you didn't come to our meeting. And I'd say, yeah, I was busy. Well, you work for the Jews. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? And they'd be like, the name Jones sounds kind of Jewish to us. And I was just like, they were like clowns. So immediately I'm on Access TV, 1994, 95. And literally Nazis are showing up telling me I better work for them or I'm a Jew. And I'm just like, well, I mean, I guess one of my dad's best friends is Jewish. He's taking me prospecting around the country. We had a lot of great campouts, Jim Levy. But I'm like, I don't really work for the Jews. I guess I know a couple of Jews. What do you mean? So immediately I got that weird bullying thing. But also had Democrats showing up within a year being on air saying, oh, sonny boy, you should come work with us, because I wasn't Republican or Democrat then. I never had Republicans show up and try to recruit me. I worked for Pat Buchanan at the time. Yeah, I was a Republican, you know, but I wasn't like officially political. So my experience was a microcosm of what's happening now. And so I've experienced that. But the point I'm trying to get at with people is I was selling DVDs and VHS tapes and bringing in $10 million a year. And I was on 200 plus stations and was the next Rush Limbaugh. And then I watched the news and saw them blow up the towers and had my sources and already knew about the Project for the American Century and a new Pearl Harbor and predicted it and said the CIA with Israel wants to go in the Middle East. And I said it before it happened. And then I lost 70% of my stations and I did it because it was the truth. And then I got to sit there and watch the people that had no audience just because it made them feel big. Say two things. No, three things. You work for Masons, you work for Catholics, you work for Jews. Because back then it was like a debate. Back 25 years ago, 24 years ago, It was Masons, Catholics, Jews. Well, I'm not a Mason, I'm not a Catholic, and I'm not a Jew. In fact, I'm non-denominational. I was brought up Protestant, but I'm not Catholic. And I love Catholics, by the way, on average. They're great people. So I'm like the globalist pope. And when you get technical, both sides of the family on the Mayflower, the equivalent of billionaires in New York, President Jackson hired my family to sell their businesses in New York, the land the UN's built on today. They own the main slaughterhouses. They bought two boats full of Bibles, the equivalent of billions of dollars today, sailed them in, had giant gun battles with the Jesuits in, this is in the history books, the Greshams, and brought them up to Washington, the Brazos, took them 10 years, hired Colonel Travis, launched the whole operation. By the way, it was premeditated by the U.S. government. So my family, I'll admit it, U.S. intelligence, Andrew Jackson, all the way, Protestants. It's like, but I'm like dyed-the-wool Protestant Americana royalty. And Colonel Travis raised him, all of it, like both sides of the family. And I get to be lectured. You're a Catholic, and you're a Mason, and you're a Jew. And I'm just like, you people are dumbasses. So I've already gone through this thing of being told my identity, told who I am, and it's not true. But since then, it ain't the Catholics run a thing. It ain't the Masons. Used to, it was like 30-30-30 or 33-33. You know, it was like divided. The last 10 years, Jew, 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 till it's like bang, 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 bang. It's all you hear. And I know establishment funding when I see it. I know establishment pushing. And does that mean the ADL's good? Hate them. Trying to shut me down. Or Netanyahu? No. My point is, Netanyahu knows this. He's getting power out of the victimization here. And so this is very sick. And I'm glad that finally Andrew Tate had a clip last week where he's figuring this out. But this is very sick. And the reason I went into that whole rant is I'm funded by viewers and listeners. And if I know something's true, I will come on air right now and say it, even if it means I'm going to be killed today. It was, these stations would call and say, son, you got top ratings. We got you on drive time. Please just don't say they blow up the towers again. Did it the next day. And I had Ted Anderson, great guy back on Genesis. He said, listen, we support free speech, but God, could you please stop? There was a guy named Trudeau was their program director. What was his name? It was, I forget his name now. And he's just like, God, can you stop? And I said, I can't. And he said, well, we respect that. They still kept me on. Took years to build back up. But the point was the heyday of talk radio. I turned down and went from $10 million a year to like $1 million a year. It meant nothing to me. It wasn't even a question of doing that. So, and what was I saying at that time? I was specifically saying Netanyahu was involved with the CIA. And I was the first to say it. Before they had the dancing Israelis and all that stuff. My point is yeah, you had all the intelligence agencies, British intelligence involved, all of it. They all swarm in when they do this so they can all blackmail each other. That's why people say, who killed Kennedy? All these intelligence agencies were involved, because when you decide to do that, everybody's got to come to a meeting. I interviewed people that were at the meetings. E. Howard Hunt, you name it, the mistress of LBJ. Because obviously, it's like Julius Caesar. They made every senator stab him, so every senator would be in on it. And every senator in the forum, he said, you too, Brutus. So, yeah, the Italian mob and the CIA was running it, and LBJ ordered it, and Israel had observers and Jack Ruby and all that. And then it becomes this, people, oh, you're covering up for Israel. The Israel did it all. Really, did the Israel have the Dallas police stand down? Did Israel? No, it's not. It's not defending Israel to tell the truth. It's admitting evil is in all of our hearts. And that's how we have to admit that's how we stop it, is opposing evil projects and not getting into the tribalism of it, because the globalists can only succeed with tribalism. And that's what I'm trying to get at. So ranting here about this is not a defense of Israel, a defense of Jews. And I don't say that to like couch it with Nazis. Oh, please be nice to me. Don't be mean to me. I'm willing to die for the truth. No, it's the opposite. It's saying, do you know what integrity is? Do you know the power of actually trying to tell the truth? When you do get penalized, I was the first person to connect Israel to 9/11 because they were involved. just like Epstein, Israel, CIA, MI6, all. Prince Andrew has had to give up his titles now. Of course it was all involved. It's one group. But just like LBJ ordered the attack on the ship, told Israel to do it, did it. And the Nazis are like, you just cover up for the Jews. LBJ's not involved. I interviewed the judge advocate generals and the officers and the people and the admirals. It's the truth. And it doesn't take away from Israel's leadership skill, but it explains how the evil works. And so that is the best way to describe how this works, is to be honest about the compendium of it. But if you ever say Israel or let's say, you know, they legitimize the transatlantic slave trade by saying that the mark of Cain, the Bible didn't say that about black people, but oh, black people, Christians, because, you know, European Christians were not involved in slavery. And it was first England that actually banned slavery. So everybody says Europe invented slavery. No, it was got into it late and got out of it first. But they had to convince Christian churches, well, it's the mark of Cain that deserved to be slaves. It's the same manipulation. Does that indict Christianity? Christianity was involved in slavery? No. Christianity went off the rails. So you have to give groups a chance to off-ramp. But when you sit there, mark my words, because I'm all about the future, and you make everything about Israel and everything about Jews, just as some of the Jewish lobbies made any political thing that you opposed and sold the name of Jews to call somebody a Nazi if you didn't submit to the globalists to the left, that summoned this anti-Israel thing. Now when you make everything about Jews, you summon what is going to come out of that. And then you see these opposing demonic forces rising with the devil as the conductor, and you can feel the destruction coming out of it. So this is the reality. And in closing, I want to get into Kirk here with you, but I know I'm ranting, but I'm just simply trying to explain to people that there's a sophistication to this. And God has given us a plan. God gives us free will. And God knows the end. But if we don't choose wisely, we are going to be sent into bondage. And I mean bondage. I mean war, collapse, destruction. You can feel it. You can see it. And obviously the most evil forces out there are using the Jewish question again as the detonator for this. And I just hope somehow the definition of insanity, Andrew, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I pray the Jews, who I know aren't one monolithic group, and everybody else can transcend this, because if we don't, I think we're facing a new dark age. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. What you're describing reminds me of a phrase called oyena shrey. We're in a time now where it's both the best of times and the worst of times, and it's up to every single person to decide, like, which life do you want to be in? Which world do you want to be in? And the people that want to focus on hate, want to focus on destruction, they can lead us there. But the people that want to focus on love, the people that want to focus on God and improving the world, that's where we can go. So it's up to every single person. You have the utmost power to lift up your neighbor, to lift up your fellow man, and to bring us into a true golden age. And we're right on the precipice of either one, right? It feels like we are on the tipping point of either great building or great destruction. And what do you want to focus on? Do you want to build or do you want to destroy?
And it's look at Trump. It's all about building.
Trump is the great builder. Literally, Trump towers all over the world, Hawaii and New York City and Las Vegas. Trump, the great builder. We have this great opportunity, but some people... my friend Louis Shanker again calls them spiritual Amalekites. They just have such hatred in their heart, and because
explain
of that,
what an Amalekite
they're finding.
Is. What's an Amalekite?
So, Amalek is the force of doubt. Amalek
and that's
is
who,
like
in the Old Testament, God says, "Wipe out a lamb."
It's literally these people that avowed themselves as the enemy of the Jew. And you go on Twitter now and you can see these people that literally call themselves Amalek. They say, "I am Amalek." You know, one of these guys, even, it's so funny. I put, a Zohar.
By the way, have you studied the followers of that at the time of Moses were the Canaanite Moloch human sacrificers.
The heir of Rav, the mixed multitude, the people that built the golden calf. These evil people have been with us for every generation. And but it's so funny, the Amalekites, I literally put a Zohar, which they say is like the soul of the Torah, the soul of the Bible. I put a book of that for blessings and protection in one of the libraries in your studio. And you took a picture in front of it one time, and one of these guys that calls himself like, I am Amalek, he took a picture of your bookshelf and zoomed in and found like the one Zohar that I put on your shelf. And he goes, see, this proves Alex Jones works for the Jews. This proves it. Alex Jones is working for the Mossad.
Which, by the way, is total mental illness. My library, which I did read, was very interesting. It's got everything in it. That's what a library is supposed to have.
Yep. I have everything from, you know, Pat Riley's autobiography to that book there, Generations, which talks about the cycle in American history. Like every strong men build good times, good men. Then the good times create weak men, et cetera. Which, by the way, that cycle predicted. That book, Generations, right there, it predicted that it was written in 1991. It predicted that in 2020, there would be a massive collapse in America. There
sure,
be
well, we look
problem.
At the fourth turning. But here's a larger issue. The people that want to say everybody works for Israel, they just want to feel like they're good and you're bad. I mean, that's totally retarded. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, I see them attack you. You're a guy that came out and exposed 9/11 being an inside jobber early on, but they don't care because you're Jewish. You're a bad person.
When Don't Tase Me, Bro happened, I was wearing like a blue collared shirt my girlfriend had given me. It had the number 18 on the back. It's just a random shirt. And these guys, 18, it's gematria that means this. It's code. He's a Mossad agent. In 2007, that was happening. You can imagine.
Yesterday, I posted a link with OMG Media about to give an award to like Savannah Hernandez, other people. And I said, these great reporters exposing Antifa, risking their lives, are a great asset to humanity. And they go, asset? It means they're Mossad. I mean, it's like it's like mental illness.
Yeah, these people, I mean, a lot of them are deranged. And I've said it before, but it's like a lot of the people that they don't see themselves as winners in life. Like they don't have hope that they're going to have a great life. If they feel like everything's going the wrong way and they just want somebody to blame in life.
Oh, when I was 9, 10, 11, I'm starting to wake up, little kid. And we had a great house in Dallas and a boat dock and all the rest of it. And I hung with my dad a lot. I mean, my parents were, you know, together, but I was with my dad most of the time. And people would just love my dad at a gas station or a convenience store or a restaurant, or we'd be like in traffic and women, beautiful women would jump out of cars and run over and start asking, where are you going? We want to go out to the lake with you. And I'd say, Dad, why does everybody love you? And he said, cause I got a good attitude. Cause I'm a winner. And I wasn't really negative, but he would say to me, he goes, but you're young, you're insecure. Just learn to be positive and watch the world open up to you. And I learned that from my dad. It was just insane because he had a winner's attitude. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got the book, The Power of Positive Thinking, Norman Vincent Peale, right there on my shelf, which Trump read. That was his pastor, I believe, when he was a young man.
Oh, Trump. Yeah, that's,
Literally wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. Like, when you think that way, I was just reading a biography of the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Great Jew, by the way. I guess that means he's a Mossad agent, but the Macho Man, Randy Savage. You know, he had a great positive attitude. He felt like if he worked hard enough, he could succeed. And he did. And that type of attitude, whether it's Macho Man or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, if you have that type of attitude, you can succeed and you will succeed. But if people just want to be bitter on the internet all day, that's the difference. Creation versus destruction. I can do everything versus I can't do anything.
Well, that's the thing. We have a great awakening to dismantle the globalists, whoever runs it. And instead, we're all supposed to have a big pro-Islamic death fest.
Yeah, I mean, that's the craziest thing to me. It's like, look at what's happening in Europe. They are, like, I said this to a German guy on Twitter Spaces who would always be, like beefing with me and saying, oh, Trump isn't good. America's not so good. I'm like, you're a German. Look what's happening in your country. The Islamists are raping your women and you're letting it happen. They get a slap on the wrist. That's what's happening. The grooming gangs in the UK, Sweden, France, all of these countries are overrun.
And we're out of time. We didn't get into Charlie Kirk, but real quick, because you're banned on X right now, when you get that reinstated, that's wrong. Anybody out there promoting that on the right, shame on you. We know the left does. How do people find you outside of X?
Yeah, since I'm not on Twitter, Elon Musk, please bring my account back. But you can find me on Substack, theandrewmeyer.substack.com. I haven't posted there in a while, but since I have literally no other platform, theandrewmeyer.substack.com.
All right, in closing, we're out of time. What do you make of the judge, the biggest gag order ever, anybody that knows him, 3,000-plus people, he's saying anybody that ever talked to him, I guess that means me, they're not going to release the police reports, any of it. I know Tucker's upset, talked to the head of the FBI. He's a crime reporter. He knows you don't ever do this. They always put it out. This doesn't look good.
Yeah, everything going on with Charlie Kirk is very strange. And when people ask me about this, the first thing I said is, I don't trust the FBI. This is the same FBI that kicked Roger Stone's door in at 4 a.m. or whatever time it was. Like, they haven't had a wholesale change of all their people. I don't trust the FBI. I'm not a fan. I don't think Cash Patel has done enough to reform the FBI. And I just don't trust the way this whole thing's being handled. That's not to say that I think Israel did it. I don't really see the evidence that shows that they did. I do think that Tyler Robinson was the shooter. I do think the only reason they got him is because his own father turned him in.
The left called for his death, predicted it before, celebrated it, and then it's Israel. If I see evidence of Israel, I'll do it. I'm just simply saying, but then why is the FBI doing this? That's what I'm...
The FBI was so bad at this. You know, they had their patsy. They had their man pretty quickly in the JFK assassination. But this guy's own father had to turn him in. And ahead of time, the leftists were celebrating. They all knew about it. It just looks like a whole different type of op than what you had with JFK. But people want to make it into, oh, it's this. It's all Israel, and it's exactly like JFK because they have an agenda to push.
That's my thing. I got the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt on record that ran the attack. I got the admitted mistress of LBJ is confirmed. I got all the people involved. I got the secret tapes. We broke it all. I never heard Israel. I know they were mad about the nukes, and you know, and you could say Jack Rubenstein was involved. I don't think Israel was probably right into it, but it's not a defense, you know, of Israel or anybody. The point is, it's like, it's gotta be Israel now too. It goes back to this thing. And I was like, been in this since for 30 years. And my grandmother, before she got married to my grandfather, dated, LBJ's famous hitman. So I was like, I never heard this before from the people involved, but now I'm told I've got to say that. Andrew Meyer, thanks for being with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex. You, as always, tip of the spear, great American patriot. Thank you so much for having me on, Alex.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
I just go with what the evidence shows. I mean, you people hear me say something, it's just I really believe it. And if I find out Israel's involved, I'll be on it like flies on you know what. I'm not really seeing that yet. Could Israel do it? You know, sure. But it's like this thing, we have to like immediately say that. It's retarded, folks. Okay? That's a lie. All right, we're out of time. Harrison Smith is about to take over the War Room. 3 to 6 p.m. Got the great American Journal in the morning. So much more with Brianna. Be sure to join us for that. Take the clips. The show belongs to you. And remember, they got a receiver. Supreme Court ruled against us. They can come tomorrow. So just find us once we're shut down and spread the word. We love you. And we got big sales at thealexandthesword.com that I don't own, so the bad guys can't shut that down. That funds the new network. So we can get up here and really try to tell the truth. Doesn't say we have the truth all the time. We're trying to find it. It's a big difference. I mean, that's all I'm trying to do, because I know God's watching, folks. That's what this is all about, is the truth and civilization, society moving forward and thriving. God bless you all. Thanks for your support. Great job, crew.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.